PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Young people from all over the globe are joining up to fight for the future.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part, too.
They're doing their part. Are you? Join the mobile infantry and save the world. Service guarantees citizenship.
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The video drum. The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, the television screen is part of the physical structure of the brain. Therefore, whatever appears on the television screen emerges as raw experience for those who watch it.
We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be.
All right, check out that new applause button. Drew Sakagawa, don't shake your fucking head at me. Guys, it's Chris Kress. How's it going? It's got an air horn too, Drew.
Fantastic.
Fuck you, man.
Just what I always never wanted.
Yeah. Drew Sakagawa, how's it going, buddy? We are here in Cinema Crespediso episode 240.
Well, now that Chris, you officially had the air horn, and you might as well start calling the show Beardo and the Stash.
Beardo and the Stash. Beardo.
And the Stash.
And the Stash, guys.
The horn. And the Stash. Oh, fuck, where's the horn?
I switched things.
You're so awful with this. 200 and how many episodes in, and you still suck.
We're getting more and more 90s as we go. That's what I'm working on. Guys, threat update. Your current threat level is black. Your regrets must be improved.
I can work on improving my regrets.
Here's your weather update. Crespediso weather update. It is humid out there. My God, I almost collapsed this morning. It was brutal. Heat stroked out there. That's cool. I'm drinking my vodka soda right now, so I'm rehydrating. Drew Sakagawa, how you doing?
I'm doing.
How you doing?
I'm here.
Good. Excellent.
Staring at the computer screen with earphones on my head.
Beardo.
And Stash.
What'd you say?
I said I'm sitting here staring at the computer screen with earphones on my head.
Oh, the computer. Okay.
As I do every week.
Guys, we got first-time guests from Poking the Bear. Last week, Charlie Boo was here.
Charlie Boo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Whoa.
Harsh.
Is he even going to hear that? We'll find out. If he even hears that, that's pretty harsh. But the third member. Or is he the first member? What's the order? He's the one who's running the show, actually.
Or is he the second member?
No, he's the one who's doing things.
I'm the biggest member.
I'll take that.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, actually. There's one member who's quite
large. Very large.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Ryan?
I'm good, fellas. Beardo, Stash, good to see you guys.
Yeah,
see you.
We need a name. Well, who would be the third mic for Beardo and the Stash? It would be Babyface. We need a Babyface.
No.
And you're not. You got a beard going on.
I got that beard, too. Yeah.
No, we need.
I want to be the Frank Beard of Tier ZZ Top, you know?
So then you'd have to be clean shaven.
Yeah, clean shaven. Yeah.
That's what we got. So we have to find a baby face that we make fun of, though, for being
not having fucking run through some mouse traps and shit.
I mean, one of us
tears their balls.
One of us just needs to shave, Chris.
No, I'm not shaving.
Neither am I.
Well, that's on that. We're Beardo and the Stash. Beardo and the Stash can't shave. Also, we'll be a tag team Beardo and the Stash. We'll
like Metallica when they cut their hair. They suck now.
Was that the worst? And then they grew their hair back. I was like, no, guys. You can't get your powers back. Some of your powers come back. But
the new album.
Hardwired.
And parts of the album before that. They're starting to get their balls back.
They got a couple songs there. Okay.
I mean, they're just old.
They're just not as into it anymore.
At Napster.
Most of their songs for a while.
For a while there, It's like, fuck the kids, man. Stealing. I mean, guys, you're so rich.
Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
We're here to have a good time. Yeah. And we're going to start that good time with that streaming pick of the week, which means, see, there's so many. I got to find a way to consolidate. I was trying to consolidate. I thought I had the solution, Drew, but
you're
I
awful at this.
I am pretty terrible at this. Look.
You got a lot of bells and whistles you got to run all
I know,
at once.
That's a problem.
He does. He just needs to put them all in one spot, like a competent human being.
No, what we need is a baby face to run all these things for me while I sit here and drink.
Oh, man. You know what? That traps. There we go.
Guys, the streaming pick of the week, we do it every week. There's way too much out there to flip through all that fucking the streaming libraries. It takes forever. You can get lost down that rabbit hole. So we're here to tell you what you can watch this week. Ryan used the randomizer 9000.1. So go ahead and tell us, what is this week's pick of the week?
Oh, yeah, that's Sin City.
Oh, shit, that's
Sin
a good one.
Sin City on HBO.
On HBO, I'm going to write that down. Oh, Drew, can you see if it's available anywhere else?
I know,
well?
It's not. It would be on there if it was.
All right, so HBO Go, HBO Now. Do you have access to the
TorrentFreak.net.
Torrent, yeah, Pirate Bay. Is Pirate Bay up? Kim.com, did they, he's free, isn't he?
No, he's in jail for a long time.
Is he?
Kim.com?
Hey, yeah. I thought he got out, no? Yeah, no. I thought he did. And the Pirate crazy
Bay
got, El Chapo style
Pirate
breakout.
Bay got torn down like a couple years ago.
It goes up and down a lot.
Just get on that Silk Road, right? No, that one's shut down.
No, yeah.
Damn it, I'm really behind on my illicit internet.
That's dark web. I don't go dark.
You don't go dark?
No, I stay on the light web. I'm a fucking Jedi of the internet.
If you can't find it on Google, I don't want it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? That's actually not a bad philosophy.
No, the best way to do it is you go to Google and you Google something, and then it won't have no results. But Google's sneaky, and they have to put their DMCA takedown notices up.
Yes.
And the takedown notice has the website.
Oh, does it really?
It does. It has all
like,
the
oh,
websites.
Oh, okay, I'll just click on that.
Yeah, I'll just copy and copy paste. That in there.
God, Google.
It's beautiful.
I thought you guys are so smart, but they're not.
I think it's a fuck you to the them having to do it all the time.
That's true, too. Yeah, that's probably what it is. You hear about how a couple companies have shut down their AI programs because they've started...
Don't get me started on these damn robots, man.
Yeah, the robots, man, they're coming.
Where they started talking in their own language and they had to shut it down.
Well, it's because it's more... For them, it's more efficient.
Yes. And people that couldn't understand what they were saying. Yeah. Who knows how they were plotting what they were saying to each other.
They were definitely plotting against us.
You know what they're going to find inefficient? Us.
Yeah.
I'm super inefficient. I barely take one poop a day.
humans are the worst.
Yeah, we're pretty bad at this kind of stuff. But you know what we're pretty good at, though? They have to admit, robots have to admit, pretty good at making movies. Look at that segue. Sin City. Look at that segue.
Yeah. No robot evil in that movie.
No. But it's digital crazy. Remember when it came out and people were like so blown away how it was all like, this entire movie is green screen or blue screen, that there's no real sets, it's all been drawn in. And that was like such a selling point. And
it worked.
You got like Avatar and Marvel movies and shit.
It was stylized.
Very
stylized.
Comic book movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was almost animated, if you will.
And it was R-rated, so you had a lot of gore, you had some titties.
I think the best effect they had was making that girl from Gilmore Girls hot. That was a...
Which one?
The one that
I like them all. Laura Graham? I like she wasn't in that one. I never watched
it. She was the... There was like a...
I don't know who they are.
I don't know.
Are you talking about Gia?
The one with the forehead.
The one with the forehead?
From Gilmore Girls? I can't... She's like Lori or Rorelai. I don't know, man.
Laura Graham. Laura Graham. I don't watch Gilmore Girls. I've never seen it. I know there are a lot of people like it. It's a popular
cinema
show.
Cinema Gilmore Girl Dito.
There's Gilmore Guys is a very popular...
What?
Yeah, the Gilmore Guys, I think, is what the name of the show. And they've done... I have just heard of the guy who was on that show. I was on another podcast, and he said that there's like 150 hours of Gilmore Girls TV, and they've recorded 300 hours of Gilmore Guys podcast.
Oh, shit.
So they've doubled the amount of actual Gilmore content, which is, so if you're a fan of that, Ryan, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Recommendation.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing with my weekend.
Yeah, next few weekends. Sin City, I think it's cool. Yeah, it's very stylized. Elijah Wood, he was like the yellow bastard, right?
Yeah.
That was a pretty creepy character. And,
running around eating people.
And Bruce Willis was in this one. This one he was like, oh man, Bruce Willis, cool, but not like everyone realized. Oh, he's kind of crazy, weird, and kind of right wingish too.
Yeah. He'd definitely vote for Trump.
Yeah, he is for sure like on his advisory committee.
Yeah,
his war committee. Like, this is what you're gonna do. I was in the glass jungle.
It was the bring back of old Mickey Rourke's career.
Yeah,
that movie. That's what rebooted it.
100%. What's the name? Harvey? That character?
Marv. I think of that line all the time where he's like, he would have been better. He's born in a different time. He would have been better as a Roman gladiator.
And yes.
Like, I think that about Tim a lot.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like Big Tim, like, he's born in the wrong time.
He would have been better, and Tim would have been born maybe in the far future. 2200.
I can see him fighting against the robots. Yeah,
yeah, leading the fight against the robots, where it goes back to the idea of the bigger you are, the more it shows more prominence and power that you have.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, look at this guy. Yeah, he must be. He's one to follow.
Yeah, he's definitely the Genghis Khan of the future.
Yeah, he'll be our Genghis King. He's like, it'll be a mix of Genghis Khan and John Connor leading us against the robots in the future. Shout out to Big Tim. Sin City. It's a cool movie. It's on HBO. That's your streaming pick of the week. There you go, guys. Good job. I mean, talking about that money, the summer box office is slowing down, man. It's August. It's the movies are slowing down, and we actually, Drew and I, didn't make it to the box office this weekend. A little too much going on, but we'll see what the top five is. There's really nothing, right?
No good movies played right now.
I mean, I wanted to see The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature. We'll talk about that when it comes up. I couldn't squeeze it into my schedule, Ron.
Number three.
Number five was The Emoji Movie.
All right.
Made $6.6
million. Why are people still seeing it?
Total of 63.5.
How many weeks has it been out now?
Three.
Okay. If it was the second week and people were still seeing Emoji Movie, like, or maybe the word hasn't gotten out that it's the worst waves of the time ever, but yeah, the third weekend, people are still $6 million worth of people. Mm-hmm. Those poor children.
More people saw that movie than Spider-Man Homecoming this weekend.
Well, Spider-Man Homecoming's also been out for... Yeah.
More people saw that than Atomic Blonde this weekend.
that's
been out for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but also, more people saw that than on Schindler's List this weekend, too, as well, you know, when you think about it. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I don't think you can prove that statement.
I don't think you can prove that.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't think you can prove that statement.
Fair enough, guys. I will take the hit on that. Ryan, did you see The Emoji Movie?
I did not, but I did. I did not realize T.J. Miller was in that movie.
He's the lead one.
Yeah.
He's the meh emoji.
Yeah, and I saw a thing on... I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know how the algorithm works. You watch one thing about T.J. Miller and like 94
it's
things
It's like, here, check it out. Yeah,
and
yeah,
it was him... like promoting the movie, but not really. Like he knows it sucks.
Yes.
like his other movie was like Yogi Bear 3 days.
and in interviews he'll be like, "Nothing I'll do will ever top Yogi Bear 3D." Consistently says that to this day, which is hysterical.
So yeah. I almost would check it out. I don't know. It's not a movie for us, The Emoji Movie.
It is. In fact,
I'm too old for emojis now.
Yes.
I'm an emoji fan, man. They help me get across the fact that I'm not mad when I'm sending people texts. I send people shit. I'm like, is this coming across as angry? I just sent him a smiley face, let him know that it was all good. Everything's
just
cool.
Written out a text without an emoji is always sound curmudgeon or like sarcastic.
Right, yeah, you got to be careful. Apparently,
I have to stop using LOL at the end of everything. Like that's how I let people know. Oh, and I'm like, ugh.
That's your.
It hurts place. Me every time I write it. I'm like, no.
Do you bother to capitalize a second guy. L?
No, I do all lowercase.
All lowercase. So it looks like a little Star Wars TIE fighter.
Yeah.
It's like, pew, pew. I love those. Or a guy get a touchdown or himself in the air. I was going to say something else. Oh, emojis. I just try to rationalize that. Like, you know what? Egyptians use hieroglyphics. It's all good. We're just going back to a better time in written language is all. Right?
Yeah.
No, Pharaohs, I don't know about that. The Pharaohs? No?
Yeah,
no.
Or,
no.
Conspiracy theory, we're going to a one world spoken language or language that everybody can get their point across.
Esperanto, right?
Oh, yeah, the most
universal language.
Yeah. Apparently, you can learn that super quick, too.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Then why don't we all learn it?
There's so many movies.
All right, we're switching all PFT podcasts from now on. We'll be in Esperanto.
Yeah.
That's going to break us through the those glass ceilings of podcasting.
No, thank you.
No, you don't think the Japanese.
Number four this week.
Esperanto? We're blowing up in Japan.
The Dark Tower.
Oh, The Dark Tower.
Made $7.8 million, total of 34.
I'll give this to The Dark Tower, one of these things right there. Oh, shit, I missed the button. Oh, that's the wrong button. I meant to hit this one. There we go, and I'll just stop it, because people know how it ends.
My name's Walter. I'm going to take over the world. All right.
Oh, man, The Dark Tower sucks, man. It's not good. It's a bummer. And
I know that every nerd I know got so mad, because growing up, I had friends around me. Like, I was reading Lord of the Rings,
okay.
And they were reading Dark Tower series.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. And they would tell me it's like Stephen King's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And I watched.
And you're like, why don't you just read Tolkien then, asshole?
Well, it's a little different.
Yeah, I never watched trailers, and I watched the trailer for Dark Tower, and my God, I was like, this is not going to be good.
No.
There's no way.
Okay, so as a reader of the books, growing up reading, they were like, you know, because I was of the age reading them, that's like my Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
When they started coming out. Well, when I started reading them, and then as they were coming out in the 90s and 2000s, I caught up with them. And knowing that the movie was going to be different. And not an exact like adaptation.
It's a sequel, right?
Yes, it's like a sequel of the whole series. It's weird. So they pull things literally from I saw at least references to four books in there, which is so weird. And but then they still simplified the story and they did this dumb thing that wasn't in any of the books. Came up with a whole new thing, and that's what they like. They hung all their shit on. That's the clothesline that they hung all the clothes on. And I was like, man, this sucks. This is not fun or interesting at all. And even watching the trailer, I was like, I hope this is good. I want it to be. But deep down inside,
you knew.
I had that feeling. And then seeing the movie, it's like, it just confirms it. It's a bummer.
No one wanted a sequel.
No.
That's the thing. If the fans of the books, make the story visual. Like, why not?
That's why we like it.
They're still not going to like it. You know, not really. But, do that anyways.
Well, did you like the original, if you grew up reading Lord of the Rings, that you liked the original trilogy, the Peter Jackson early
2000s. I liked it. I thought it was great.
It's fucking amazing.
I think it's pretty fun too. Do you prefer
they gave thoughts? It enough time. They made it like what it was supposed to be, which is like a nine and a half hour
fucking
thing.
Epic,
you know?
Things.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's what you have to do. And they saved a bunch of money by making it all at once and doing that whole thing. That's what you gotta do. It's economy of scale.
Yeah.
Like, just do that with these movies. I know it goes all over the place, but like, you can make it all in a studio in a couple of years.
You could. Sure, you could. And they also want to do a TV series, but the TV series that they want to do is based on the fourth book, so they could have cranked out the three books together.
I've never been a fan of Stephen King's made-for-TV shit.
Me neither. Yeah. It's terrible. You know what? I like Stephen King for the most part. I grew up reading his stuff, but most of his stuff, when adapted, movie or TV form, not good.
I love his books, but it seems like when they make the TV stuff, it's just like, just give me that paycheck.
Yes.
You find whatever shit director you want. We'll throw this on Lifetime in 2 years. It'll be fine.
And if he gets paid enough, he's like, he'll be in the press. Like, yeah, this is great. This is great. I love it. But I guess he didn't get paid enough for The Shining because it's like, no, you change it too much. It's terrible. Meanwhile, it's the best one.
I like Stephen King, though, because he did the craziest thing that I would do with Fuck You Money, was he got hit by a car.
Yes.
And then he like had injuries from that. And then like... Later on bought the fucking car that hit him and destroyed it.
That is badass.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like, fuck that, because it almost killed him.
Yeah, yeah, so fuck close that car.
And he also had a problem, because with lifelong addiction issues, he had a problem with the pain pills that he had to be put on, because, again, he almost died, right? In the Dark Tower series, he wrote books. It's a 7-book series. He wrote books 5, 6, and 7 after he got hit by that car.
Mm.
Book 6 and 7, parts of it take place in...
a van.
Dude, parts of it take place in Maine on a country road where he's walking down the road and then the truck is coming, and he writes the whole thing in a scenario where he's a character in his own series and he gets hit by the truck and he almost dies or some shit. It's crazy.
Wow.
He writes it all into his own series. He went off the deep end. He also admits that the 5th book was written whilst on the painkillers from the surgery. That's why it's the weakest and weirdest one.
Because he's high.
It had it's like the Three Amigos. The 5th book is the Three Amigos, okay? But Roland and his crew, they roll up there. They show up to this little town, and they're like, "Oh, these raiders show up out of the woods, and they take our stuff and our kids." And it's these dudes with like metal wolf armor and masks and hoods, and they come on horses, and they're like, and so Roland's got to teach them all how to. It's fucking the Three Amigos or Seven Samurai, however, whatever your reference for you want to use. I prefer Three Amigos personally because that's my frame of reference. It's a weird series, man. It would have been a crazy series of movies. But how much did that movie make total so far?
So far, 34.
34. And this, they ain't making no more of these. And you know what? I'm fine with that because it's.
What's the budget on that?
What was the budget?
60.
No! That's part of the problem.
You're never making another one.
No, that's part of the problem, too. $60 million? And 90-minute movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
That's too short.
Too short.
I looked at the time on how long that would be, and I was like, after the trailer, I'm like, no, there's no way!
There's no way you can make this stuff, like, have gravitas and make sense. Yeah. You're right. Lord of the Rings worked because they let it be the length that they needed to be. And then they did those extended cuts where, like, maybe
saddest movie experience was, like, I'm a big video gamer, so, like, they made the Warcraft movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. I know, I'm man. Sorry. I got real excited for it. I only just saw it recently because I heard about how bad it was. And it was way too short. They're introducing plot points that are like... It's too fast, and it's just like,
it was under
and they
2 hours,
set it up
right?
for a fucking sequel, and you're like, you're never getting this sequel. You're never getting this sequel.
I hate it when you see a movie, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, does the same thing. It ends, the movie ends with like, it's like Batman Begins, like, oh, now I'm King Arthur.
Oh, yeah, King Arthur Rises.
We're building the round table. Yes, it's King Arthur Rises. Not. And then you're like, no, guys.
You're not building shit.
That table ain't never getting finished
for no
sequel.
I'm fucking tired of that story. I'm just like, we all know the beats of that story. We've seen it redone 100 times
and
at that, least.
And that's the thing. The Dark Tower. So Dark Tower is Lord of the Rings mixed with the Arthurian legend. Mm-hmm. To the point where in the movie they keep some of that stuff. They even say
Excalibur.
They say the sword Excalibur, the metal from Excalibur is used to make the guns in Midworld. So the gun, the last gunslinger, his guns. But if you're watching the trailer, actually, when he uses his guns, they have like a weird blue glow to them, like they're magic.
Orcs nearby.
Yes. 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 Yeah. And but when you watch the movie, they took the blue glow out because like, you know what, that did not test well.
No.
That's a bad idea. The orcs, man, it's so the references are so obvious that it really takes a master to make them all work together, because at the center of the whole thing, it's Clint Eastwood, the man with no name from the spaghetti westerns. He's rolling, right? So it's so many different things put together. You really need to know what you're doing, and they didn't know what they were doing. It was a real goddamn bummer. So it was number four?
Yep, number three this week.
Ah, come on.
The Nut Job Dose.
Here we go, like you said.
Nutty by nature.
So you saw the Nut Job, Ryan. Tell us what you thought.
Weekend gross at $8.9 million.
How much?
8.9.
Okay, that's not it. We didn't see that. No. Nut Job. How was it doing under Rotten Tomatoes? That's what I want to know. I didn't even know that the first one made enough money to warrant a sequel. It's 11%. Been another year.
11%.
11%? What's the consensus? Us.
The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature, may be a slight improvement over its predecessor, but its frantic animated antics still offer minimal entertainment to all but the least discriminating viewers.
Oof. Do they have the song, Oh, Miss O'Honey?
I don't know, maybe.
Because they're referencing like a 90s like hip hop band that is had to go to the Supreme Court.
Yes, for obscenity charges.
Obscenity.
Uh-huh.
Or
because they had black girls' booties.
There's also Naughty by Nature now at OPP.
You know me?
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, man. That is a weird reference.
Who is the movie for, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to get that reference?
It's for your 30-something to 40-something-year-old parents taking their kids, and they know the reference.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'll go.
And then they pop down their kids. Now, between that and the Emoji Movie, I got to say, I feel sorry for you stupid-ass kids having to watch all this dumb-ass entertainment, and they're too stupid to be able to tell their parents, this sucks. I don't want to see this ahead of time. They're just like, yeah, I'll go see it, and then they hate it, and then that's why we have stupid kids, and they turn to stupid adults.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And then they raise stupid kids.
I'm just saying you should let your kids should watch more Akira Kurosawa movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Strap them down.
Yeah, yeah.
A Clockwork Orange style.
Oh yeah.
Pry open their eyelids.
Yeah.
Drop eye drops in there, and then force them to watch Martin Scorsese's entire filmography.
And then once they hit like 13,
including the documentary.
And then once they hit like 13, 14, start throwing on some Videodrome on there and some
Videodrome's
some other weird stuff.
You show them Videodrome on a loop when they're 2 years old. And then when they're 13,
fucking somebody up.
And then when you're 13, you just kick them out the door like you're on your own kid. So suffice
to say, that is a recipe for a serial killer.
So suffice
right
to
there.
Say, any ladies out there looking for a father, you know, for their kid, looking for someone to help them raise their baby, I got some ideas. I have some good ideas. For
number two this week.
They call me Dr. Spock.
Number two this week, Dunkirk.
In the prison yard. What?
Made $11.4 million.
How much?
Dunkirk.
How much was it?
11.4.
What's the total on the Dunkirk?
153.
153?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad for a World War II movie, like a summer World War II movie. Not exactly blockbuster type material. Actually, I'm surprised this movie didn't come out like in December and they didn't go for an Oscar.
Yeah, I'm surprised they went for like a summer movie release too. Yeah. That's a movie like I really want to see. I haven't seen it yet.
It's very good.
And it's one of those annoying things where you're like, you gotta see it on the IMAX. So
you really should.
It's definitely beneficial. And they when you see it in the IMAX, like we saw it at Point Orlando, they even make a point to when the movie starts. During the like the Warner Brothers and the opening logos, they show that to you in like the normal aspect ratio that you're used to. So it's the rectangle and maybe 2/3 of the screen, top and bottom, are black, right, Jerm? And it says in the middle, it's got the opening logos. And then the first shot of the movie, because the whole thing is shot on that really wide 70mm film, the first shot of the movie fills up the whole screen.
Like,
all that black disappears. And then all of a sudden, you're like, I'm looking at the world's biggest television, HD TV.
Please come back to the movie theaters. Look how good it is.
Yeah. But the thing is, that's not every theater. Like, that's literally one screen in town. And the sound. That sound is so loud in that theater. And Christopher Nolan pushed it. So when the dive bombers are coming in to hit the beach, it's like, you might as well, it sounds like you're almost there. It's like, it's so loud, it almost hurts your ears because, you know, I'm a big old pussy. So I gotta eat earplugs.
I watched an entire video on like Christopher Nolan's use of sound in movies.
Yes.
And he does that thing where like I forget what the name of the effect is, but it constantly sounds like it's rising, and it like it's an auditory illusion. It just sounds like it's rising the whole time without any drop off, and yes. it drives you kind of nuts while you're watching it. I'm like, that's cool.
It's crazy that you saw that. I saw that video too. I actually pulled a clip of it. It's gonna play in the middle of this episode that video. It's called it's got a crazy name. The Reset. Something glissando. It's called a glissando. No, what? The shepherd?
The shepherd effect.
Reset shepherd glissando, I think it's what it's called. So, the shepherd effect. Where, it's a crazy auditory special effect. It sounds like it's constantly rising. It's so, it's so fucking wild. Actually, that's so crazy you brought that up because that's in the. I already had that plan for the Crespo disco break in the middle. That's so awesome. It is so cool he does that. And he actually did that the first time I heard about that. Was when he did The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And it's really not even in the music. It's just a straight tone. And it sounds like it keeps going up. It's like, why is this movie so tense? And then you find out later, oh, they just tricked us with the sound.
I like stuff like that. I like to find out the nerdy shit like that later and the effort that was put in to something like that.
Yeah, the special effects. I like Christopher Nolan is cool like that because he'll push sound effects and the way he uses different film stock. And he was the one who really started using IMAX for fiction. Before he did The Dark Knight, it was all like nature documentaries and space documentaries.
The only IMAX film I ever saw was like a film about Antarctica or some glaciers.
Before The Dark Knight, I don't think I had ever seen an IMAX movie. But since then, I've been to Port Orlando. I think Drew and I, we've been there like 6 times since 2008.
Was that Avatar on the IMAX?
Yeah, okay. So we've been there like 8 times since 2008. 5 of them were for Christopher Nolan movies. Like almost a majority was to see his movies because he's using that format. And then some fuck it up. Michael Bay used it for Transformers 2. And the way he used it, because he's an insane asshole, the movie would cut between shots using the Y super huge format and normal 35mm. So it would go huge screen, minimal, huge screen, minimal, like that in a matter of seconds. I was like, who is this movie? Who made this?
Michael Bay made it.
It's Bayhem, bro.
It's Bayhem on the worst level. I love Bayhem too. It was Bayhem in the worst way possible. So Christopher Nolan's the master of it. If you're gonna see any movie this summer, Dunkirk on the IMAX screen might be it,
Yeah, all right.
Just because it's so, technically, it's such a technical achievement. Plus, it's got that Harry Styles, man. He's good on the ass.
Right? It's kind of an asshole in the movie.
He is an asshole in the movie. I like that. Yeah.
Number one this week, Annabelle : Creation.
Oh, God.
Weekend gross, $35
million. $35
million?
America, you're stupid. What's the consensus on the Rotten Tomatoes? Because I'm sure it had less than 50%, right?
No, 68%.
Get the fuck out of here. No. Are you a fan of these movies at all?
I don't watch horror movies at all.
At all?
At all. Not even sort of.
All right.
No, it's not for any real reason other than every crazy girl I've ever dated was real into horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
I read a study recently, horror movies, that you're more inclined to, be horny afterwards.
No, interesting.
Yeah, I could just be making this up. Adam ruins everything. I'm not going to cite my sources, but I did read something about that. The reason a lot of people watch horror movies subconsciously, they make you horny after being scared, which is a weird thing.
Because you get scared thinking about life and death. Like, I could be dying.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm horny.
God, I might die. I've got to pass on life.
Yes, I got to pass on. Or I got to enjoy life. What's the best way to enjoy it? We can either go to Golden Corral. But they're closed.
Yeah,
Golden Corral is not the way.
And also, guys, I was raised Catholic, and in the Catholic religion, that shit's real.
Yeah,
fire and brimstone. None of that shit's fake. Like you can be possessed, all that kind of stuff. Like growing up, that shit was real. So I don't want to see a movie about that that's real.
For the Catholic Church, The Exorcist is a docudrama.
Yes. Exactly. So, now I'm not Catholic anymore, and I don't feel that way.
But
it's still, when I see those movies, those are the ones that get to me.
All right, so you grew up Catholic, so you went to Mass all the time, and, did you have to go to, the
I went Catholics. To St. Mary Magdalene right down the road here. So
all right, there you go, right? So you're indoctrinated, because I grew up in the church. You're a Protestant, so we got to fight after this, right? But I grew up in a church.
I'm going to create a line, in the middle of this.
Yeah, you claim it for the Catholic Church.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll claim this for who is the Protestant for?
I don't know. I'm on his side.
You're on his side.
Shit. I was raised Catholic.
Recruiting.
God damn.
Bro, I went to Mass in fucking Latin when I was a child. Midnight Mass in Latin.
That's how.
Fuck
those
you.
Are the worst.
That's awful.
That's how you know you're really being indoctrinated.
Do you want to have gibberish spoken to you as a child for an hour while you can't move or talk?
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing.
See, the thing is, so you don't. You think you don't know
fucking dead language.
You think you don't know what you understand. What you think you don't understand what's being said, but it's in your head, and then you're dreaming, and then your brain is interpreting,
and then
you're being brainwashed. So my point is, we've all been brainwashed by churches, these institutions, growing up, and we're all out of it now as adults. But there are every now and then things that can like key stuff in you because it's been ingrained, it's been indoctrinated for a certain amount of time, and you just can't get away from
it. I prayed for the first time in a while the other day just because I was scared of something.
There you go. You know,
like, what am I doing?
Go to your guy.
I find myself every now and then, oh my god, please. And I'm like, who am I talking to? There's like, he even cares. Like, God, I need.
He gives no shits.
I really need this $50, Lord.
Yeah, my favorite thing is when somebody goes like, well, Latin is not known as a spoken language. We don't know what it sounds like. I'm like, you have not been to Midnight Mass.
You are not Catholic. I know what Latin sounds like.
I know exactly what it sounds like.
That's hysterical. I went to a Catholic high school as a Protestant, which was interesting. And
that's a TV show.
That is a TV show.
Ireland's number one TV show.
And I was friends with the Muslim kid. The smartest kid in our class was a Muslim kid. And we hung out. It was a lot of fun. And then when you gotta go to like mass type gatherings, we stand next to each other and be like, what's going on?
Yes, the Protestant and the Muslim hanging out in Catholic school.
Yes, it was.
It's the Protestant and the Muslim. They're best friends! Okay.
Oh, that's a little too newsy. I was hoping for more of a sitcom-y type thing.
You're going to need a Jew as well, and then you can be a...
Yeah.
And a kid in a wheelchair.
And then the...
And then he walks again later because of God.
The Jew is the kid in the wheelchair, and you guys are the three amigos in Catholic school.
There we go.
Yeah.
And in my class, we did not have any Jewish kids or kids in wheelchairs, so yeah, that was what we were missing to make the holy trinity of anti-Catholicism within the Catholic school.
Yes.
The holy anti-trilogy? The anti-holy trilogy?
We'll work on it.
We'll send this to R&D. They'll come back with some options for us, and then we'll sell. We'll put it on the PFTV. There we go.
So, Annabelle Creations,
we got it. Oh,
68%.
Yeah. So, not a horror fan at all. That's right. Well, you know what? I'll speak for Drew, because we talk about this plenty of times on the show. No, but you know what I'm going to say. We, neither of us are big horror film fans either.
Yeah, not really.
We are fans of like really well-made ones.
You know? I just like well-made movies.
Yeah,
Cabin in the Woods, good.
Cabin was right? So good.
Yeah, because
so
it
good.
Also wasn't a straight horror film.
Right.
Yeah, it was like comedy. It was smart.
I guess the comedy kind of ones I do like. I like Army of Darkness and Evil Dead and all that kind of stuff.
But say,
if you don't take yourself seriously as a horror movie, I'm fine with it.
Yes.
I mean, Cabin Fever. Cabin Fever was fun.
Cabin Fever? And then that ends up being the horror. It's body horror because they have the flesh-eating bacterium that's taking them away. I like the Cronenberg early 80s body horror stuff. So the Videodrome. So it's more like the special effects or the thing.
The thing's
where,
awesome.
Like, they're being changed by the alien. I like that kind of stuff. As opposed to...
I think it's more sci-fi than horror.
It is. Skew sci-fi for sure. As opposed to, I was going to say, what... could be classified as like torture porn or something that doesn't take itself too seriously. The Saw movies, stuff like that, or ghost movies like this, or a haunted doll. First off, haunted dolls fucking stupid.
I thought Saw was amazing the first time you see it because they're like, what a weird concept. All right,
yes.
And then when you get to like Saw 7, you're like, stop it.
Yes, and now they're doing Saw: Legacy, and it's like the guy died in the third Saw movie.
Is Jigsaw that movie coming out? Is that a Saw movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Exactly.
It's back, man. 90s.
It's back. The 90s are back. And
I mean, come
although
on.
Although
I bought Nintendo 64 today.
You did buy Nintendo 64, you weirdo.
I want to see Bill and Ted reboot with Bill and Ted now. But like Keanu Reeves doing really well and the other guy
Alex Knight or whatever. Yeah. Actually
there was talks about it.
They've been working on Bill and Ted 3 for a while and they have a story with them as Bill and Ted are in their 50s now because of their real age. Yeah. They're like in their early 50s and they never wrote that song that was supposed to unite the universe and made everyone be excellent to each other. The plot of the third one would be because of the pressure of that they never did it. And they have to like figure out what they're going to do, and they're in their 50s, and it's sad and pathetic, and they got to go back in time.
I want to see that. I want that movie.
It sounds fun. Exactly. It sounds like a lot of fun. And Keanu Reeves is like all for it.
Keanu Reeves is in.
He's actually the one who keeps putting it out there. He's like, I want to do this. And you know, the other guy is like, yes, please.
Anything.
Like, come on, man. Like, come I need a paycheck.
If I do, I have to do another fucking graham cracker commercial, I'll kill myself.
It's like, God, I'm so tired of directing episodes of NCIS Chicago. Is there even NCIS?
Probably.
NCIS Albuquerque.
I wouldn't know.
NCIS Nova Scotia.
Yes. I mean, come on.
I'm trying to think of a funny one. NCIS Greenland. Is that funny? NCIS Neptune. There we go. I like that one.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll cut all the other ones.
Isn't and then there I'll drop a, that one in isn't there. There a Sean Connery movie like that?
Yeah, sure is. What's the next segment? Oh, yeah. Let's do, what are you talking about? Outlander. That's yeah, but that's where he's about. He's the sheriff on he's the last sheriff, the only sheriff on Neptune's moon.
Told you.
Jupiter's moon.
Told you.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Told you this movie was Sean Connery like that.
It's like it's from 83. It's called Outlander.
Told you.
It's essentially a remake of High Noon with Gary Cooper or Cary Grant, one of the two. And he's the only sheriff on a workstation on a moon on Io, which is I think one of Jupiter's moons, and it's obviously like sci-fi in the future, and obviously knows the documentary. And and
remember that year Sean Connery fucking sheriff on the moon of Jupiter? That was a crazy year.
And he stopped that intergalactic drug cartel because that's what was happening. The workers were being fed like space methamphetamines,
so
they could work through the non-night because it's in outer space, and they were dying. So he's investigating them. He's trying to stop it. So then they send in a bunch of hitmen. They're like, hitmen are inbound to kill you. And he's like, well, I need help. And he goes around the base looking for people to help him. They're like, no, we're not going to help you. And so he's like, all right, I'm going to fight him on my own. And then he shotguns them in space. There's shotguns in space.
No, yeah.
It is terrible and great at the exact same time. New movie is coming out on DVD, Alien Covenant, which I liked.
You liked
Alien?
Yeah.
You like the Alien movies? The, not a horror fan, but do you like the Alien
movies?
Not a
horror fan. I liked, what was it, Serenity? Was that the one? No.
Prometheus.
Prometheus.
You like Prometheus?
I liked Prometheus.
Well, then you should see Alien Covenant.
Yeah, you'll like it.
It's a sequel. It continues the story of when how David's head was on that ship and they left the planet to go look for the engineers.
Well, okay. Right afterwards,
It's picking up that story with, it's a news crew, but they end up on the planet that's the same planet that David's on. It's a really cool story, actually. I think it's really cool.
See, for Prometheus, it was a horror moon, sort of, but like, sometimes I just like a big, slow, wide shot, weird movie.
Yeah.
And it was more that for me.
I agree. It looks cool. It has some tense sequences. Actually, in Prometheus, the scene where she gets into the abortion machine and has to have the alien cut out of her.
That is fucking,
that's like one of the best things I've seen in a movie. It's an abortion.
It is. She gets an alien baby cut out of her belly.
It's an alien abortion. And this is like, this is a big budget movie meant for thousands, millions of people to watch. And this is horrifying. This is intense. Yeah. And it's really Scott. You know, the guy's in his 70s and he's still able to do stuff like that. You know, I definitely applaud. He didn't make his first movie until he was like 40.
You know why I didn't see Covenant was because of Danny Masterson.
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride. I don't want Kenny Powers in my fucking alien movie.
He's good though.
To be fair, yes.
Is he good?
To be fair, he's fine. He actually gives a very earnest performance.
Okay, he's not Kenny Powers. No, he's not Kenny Powers.
Yeah, no, he's never Kenny Powers. He does have a cowboy hat.
He has a cowboy hat on. So I'm like, no, I don't know.
And his name is Tennessee. So at the very, very beginning,
you're not helping
Kenny Powers. It does help though that when the movie begins on a very intense note, because they're on the Covenant spaceship and there's an accident, and right away a crew member dies immediately.
James Franco.
So James Franco has like, he dies before he even opens his eyes or has a line of dialogue, which is hysterical. So since everyone's already like, the whole crew is very bummed out as they're trying to figure out what to do next, it doesn't exactly give him time to Kenny Powers it up and be like a big old titty or some shit like that. You know, I love Danny McBride too, but it actually ended up working out. It's a good movie. If you like Prometheus, I'd recommend it. The Wall comes out, that Chinese movie with Matt Damon, where the Great Wall of China was built to... No, not The Wall. No, I'm thinking that's a Great Wall. The Wall is the one with Aaron Taylor Johnson and John Cena.
Oh, yeah, that little movie that we saw.
Yeah, okay, so Kick-Ass, remember you said Kick-Ass?
That wasn't awful.
It was okay.
It wasn't awful.
It's actually a good movie to see at home. So Kick-Ass, he's him and John Cena are it's Iraq,
out in the desert, yeah,
Afghanistan, somewhere out there. They're Americans, and they're a sniper team, and they're like canvassing an area. There's a bunch of dead workers that are working on a pipeline. They're all dead, so they're looking at them like, "There's a sniper out there. We're not sure. We think he left." They go down there and to investigate. The sniper's still out there, and he pins them down, both of them, and there's like this little broken down piece of wall.
Well, he doesn't
wall.
Just pin him down. He hit John Cena in the fucking gut.
Well, he shoots them both, and they're both like stuck in this open area, and they're hiding. One of them, Kick-Ass, is hiding behind this little blown out piece of wall that's barely
John
a wall.
Cena's just out.
John Cena's
bleeding
like he's bleeding out, and it's a whole cat and mouse game. Then the whole movie, a sniper in the distance, and these guys trying to figure out what they're gonna do. It almost plays out in like real time, a sort of thing.
Oh, the ending of that movie is so much fun,
and it's got a pretty good ending.
What is that Russian World War II sniper movie that's exactly like that?
Enemy at the Gates?
Yes,
with Ed Harris.
Yeah,
and, yeah, that one's cool. So imagine, so remember at the end where they clear out the whole section and they're like, now our two snipers are just gonna go at it. Imagine that for like an hour and a half.
Okay,
it's like the logistics of them being in this one location,
and it's just all in real time, like
pretty
that.
Much. Okay. Yeah, from start to finish. There are times when like Aaron Taylor, whatever, because he's bleeding out, like he loses consciousness and wakes back up, so you don't know how much time passed.
No, okay.
But for the most part, when it's engaging, it's like you're watching things happen as it unfolds, and. Nice. And it's pretty compelling. It's pretty good. It's also the type of thing, though, where you when you watch it once, like, okay, I get it. And then you're not going to watch it again. You're never going to go back, like, oh, let's watch The Wall again, you know? But still, I think it's worth checking out. Right, Drew?
I mean, I'd watch this... I'd watch, like, the last 20 minutes again.
The last 20... You'd watch the last... Oh, you watch the last 20 minutes.
Because things get going and going and going, and then they fucking... It's like... It's almost like Phone Booth for the majority of the movie, where it's people just in this one, and then at the end things just ramp up so goddamn fast.
Yeah, they do. At the end, it goes off a cliff, and you're like, whoa, like, that's wild.
Yeah.
All right. So what's coming out in theaters?
In theaters this weekend, we've got Hitman's Bodyguard.
Okay, there you go. Hitman's Bodyguard. Samuel L. Jackson's the hitman.
It looks awful.
Ryan Reynolds is the bodyguard. You know what though? I'm gonna see it.
It looks awful.
I'm gonna see it. It looks
fun. I mean, Gary Oldman's in it too.
Gary Oldman's in it? Is he the bad guy?
Probably.
Or is he
I don't know. He can be anything.
We've seen the trailer. We've seen the trailer. He can't be anything.
He could be Jamaican for all I know.
He's Winston Churchill in this movie coming up soon.
Oh, I want to see that so bad.
Yeah. He looks ridiculous.
Just because I want to see him as Winston Churchill.
Yeah, and he's like, he's all good. Like this. Like, God damn it, Gary Oldman.
First time I ever saw Gary Oldman.
You want that Oscar so bad.
First time I saw Gary Oldman, I thought he was Jamaican.
You thought he was an albino Jamaican?
Because the first time I ever saw him.
In True Romance?
I had no idea, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there are going to be kids out there who are going to see this movie. They're going to think Gary Oldman is Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
It's going to be very confusing.
He's not. Just an amazing actor.
Hitman's Bodyguard. You think it looks terrible?
I think it's tough.
I'm going to see it.
Hitman's Bodyguard?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds protecting Samuel L. Jackson from assassins.
Action comedy. So, snarky Ryan Reynolds in a suit. He's like... I gotta protect Samuel Jackson. He's a madman who just like does shit. And
I mean, at this point in time, if Ryan Reynolds has a gun in his hand, he better be fucking Deadpool.
Yeah.
Well, you can imagine it's like a Deadpool spinoff, or it's like maybe it's like it's prepool.
No.
Yeah. No. It's prepool, dude. No. Come on.
I like Ryan Reynolds, but he's just been the same character for 17 movies.
He's Ryan Reynolds.
He does his thing. And he's for sure doing his thing.
Yeah, he's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
it just so happens that Ryan Reynolds is also Deadpool.
Yeah, but he's also with Samuel Jackson, who's also doing his thing.
Yeah.
And I like those two things. I get what they're doing.
I don't think it's gonna work together.
You don't think it's gonna work together?
It doesn't work together.
Alright, well, I'm gonna find out. I don't know if you're gonna find out. I'm gonna find out. So, what's coming out?
I am hoping to watch Logan Lucky if it comes out.
Should be new Steven Soderbergh, his first film movie since Side Effects a few years ago.
It looks fucking amazing.
It's a heist movie with Daniel Craig. It's a batshit insane
Southern
Cockney.
Guy.
Yeah. Southern, like, is he Southern guy or is he Cockney?
I think he's American.
Is he American?
I think so.
He's not good with American accents.
No, he's not.
So
that's the funny part.
He could be anything. Have you seen any of the trailers for this or any of the commercials?
No. This is a horrible podcast for me to be on because I purposely don't watch trailers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't like things to be ruined for me. I like to go into a movie having no idea what it's about and being totally surprised. Then that way I find I like more movies that more people say they don't like who do, and they're like, it's in a fucking trailer.
No, I agree. You're going with literally no expectations.
None.
So you can be...
Zero.
Here's the fun thing about that, and I can 100% relate to this. This does not make you... This makes you a perfect guest for our podcast because I can relate to this. when I go to the Florida Film Fest, we've been covering now for like 5 years, I get the list of movies. I look at the names of them and like the schedule, and I do the most bare minimum research possible to pick out which movies I'm going to see, and then I try to walk into them as blind as possible. I don't read the plot descriptions. I don't look at trailers, any marketing thing, because when you walk into a movie and you don't even know, all you know is the title, like the first 15, 20 minutes, literally anything could happen. Like,
yeah.
Is this a horror movie? Is this a thriller? Is this a romantic comedy? Like, anything could fucking happen. And as the movie unfolds, it's like you have no preconceived notions of where it's going to go. And it makes movies better. So I think that's also part of the reason why I review most of the movies I see at the Florida Film Festival I end up liking. Because I go in with zero expectation. That's a great way to see them.
Yeah, no, and my movie trailers are me waiting for a friend to see it who I trust their opinion. And yeah. I go, was that movie good? And they're like, yeah, it was like this. And I go, shut up.
That's enough.
I'll go see it.
There you go.
And I'm very happy with that experience.
The thing is, though, you do... So I agree with that, but they're also every now and then trailers are made like, that's just a damn good trailer. Like, that, like the trailer itself is a piece of art.
The Logan Lucky trailer is awesome.
It's a good trailer. Yeah, it's a fun trailer. You don't have to see it, I think, to see the movie, but every now and then one comes like, damn, that's
no, a good it's just fun to be like, whoa, Daniel Craig's weird and blonde. Channing Tatum looks like a scumbag. So does the other guy.
Yeah, the other What's guy. His face? Yeah, other guy. What's his face?
Kylo Ren.
Adam Driver.
Yep. Adam Driver.
He looks like a scumbag when he wakes up in the morning. It's hard to make him not look, right? He's a weird looking dude.
Exactly. And Catherine Waterston. So anything with...
daughter of Sam.
Exactly.
Almost said son of
anything
Sam.
Anything with Sammy's girl.
Daughter of Sam. Sam Waterston. Jack McCoy's kid.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Logan Lucky. So those are hopefully be our movies this weekend. That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Dr. Drew. Hope you're ready.
You must be Doc Holliday.
Sorry about the intros, Ryan. It's just
that's the rumor.
So many.
I know, very self-indulgent, but
do we have anything like that?
I have an ego. I like
they call me Doc of Manhattan.
Feels good.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
I miss old
Doc
trailers
like this.
Voiceover guy, right? Don LaFontaine.
And they're like 4 minutes long.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they tell you so much.
The mom and dad save the world.
Mom and Dad saved the world.
There's a trailer online for that, and it's just the most spectacular of like late 80s early 90s trailers. It's like 5 minute long voiceover guy, yeah. And mom and dad are having a problem.
Yes, and they, oh, those are the best. Now it's a lost art. It's a lost art for sure. Dr. Drew, do you have your prescription this week, or are you making up as you go along?
Yes, sir. I mean, man, like we've been saying, it's the dog days of summer. There is not a lot of good entertainment out there. So get it where you can and
get it where you can.
Good luck and Godspeed.
All right, doctors out. We appreciate it. Get it where you can. That's your prescription for the week, guys.
Shorter than the intro.
Yes.
I like to do it that way if at all possible.
That, yeah.
If at all possible, if my 2 cents can be shorter than the intro, then I have won for the week.
I legitimately think that's so funny.
Yeah.
This is a 5 minute intro. I'm like, there's nothing to see. And another 5 minute intro.
Outro. Oh, I should come up with an outro for that. Because that is my design. Crespo Disco time. I need to refill my vodka soda here. We need to take a break.
Your soda vodka?
My soda vodka. I think this guy.
Oh, you're drinking?
Fuck yeah, I'm drinking.
No, I could have been doing this the whole time.
The question?
I've been trying to be polite and shit. I'm like, this is poking the bear.
No. We are. Yeah, no. Things get rough. Ooh, some Sundays, man.
Yeah, man. We'll have you back for a sangria Sunday.
Oh, that goes downhill fast.
And that episode is like, so much you there with that? So much you with the popcorn?
The worst part of my Sunday is like, I started taking this acting class on Sundays from 6 to 9:30, 10 o'clock.
In the morning? Goddamn.
No, at night. Oh, so okay. It already runs over Game of Thrones, which makes me mad already.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But on Sundays, is the only day I really day drink and do shit. And then I have to go to this class, try half drunk, remember lines for shit.
Is brutal. I almost took a trivia gig on Sunday nights. We'll talk about trivia in the second half. I almost took a trivia gig on Sunday nights, though, and I balked. I was like, man, Sunday is my day. I podcast. I get fucked up.
Yeah,
you know,
and then watch TV,
and then watch TV at night. Am I gonna like not watch TV and not get fucked up? What the fuck? It's my one day in a week. It's my literal one day in a week. So I'm with you on that. And then, unfortunately, as you can see, I didn't take that gig because
you're drinking. Yes.
Oh, that Tito's is so good. So we'll take a break. I'm gonna get you a drink, Ryan. We're gonna get drunk.
Oh yeah.
Crespo Disco time. I grabbed this one just apropos of nothing. Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai. I may have even played this before, like years ago.
You love that fucking soundtrack.
It's a great soundtrack. I haven't brought up in a long time. You ever see Ghost Dog with Forest Whitaker? It's like 2002, maybe.
Is he like a
urban samurai, basically?
Hitman.
Hitman. Yes, yeah. I did see it.
And it's very it's very arty and
hip hop inspired.
Because RZA did the soundtrack.
Yeah, well, it's very Wu Tang.
Very Wu Tang. The name of this song is called "Don't Trust" / Wu Stallion.
Ooh.
By Suga Bang Bang. That's S-U-G-A Bang Bang. And yeah, it's a RZA produced movie soundtrack. It's actually, I think it's technically it's his first one, and he's gone on to do a bunch since then. So I'll play this one song, and then like I said, a little bit about that glissando special effect. I thought I was super glad. That's crazy you brought that up, man. It's in the air. It's in the air tonight. And then we'll be back with the second half of the show. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. Here we go.
Summertime and springtime gonna get me. Anything test, anything can drop. Tell him the blood must be run, blood must come for run. If a sound test, I tell him road boy cop. But them 9mm in the non-TikTok. You don't test me now, you don't try me now. Now, now, standing high, standing high. Let them come, tell me murder dim 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 dim. No them know the done, man I run a dim 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 dim. Do them know that we no take back no chat. Come me cock back me 4-5 lick a shot. Tell another sound boy me this a must pop a shot. In them face, in them back, tell me must far back. Tell him don't come and test. Tell him don't come and test. Tell him an honor champion. He's an honor champion. Oh that talk, oh that talk, oh that talk, oh that talk. Sugar bang bang. Tell him how me run on the spot. Tell me cock, how me uti and me non take a talk. They don't know me. Body better not try me. Know the no style real fat blows. Tell him a 99 boy me real dangerous. Tell him a dog back the big thing them called Taurus. I'm a human on the pussy hole the one comes us. Know them hear me, no hear me, hear me. You them no see me, see me. So why them try me and then no ready to them pay me tension. But with them pray me, pay me. So tell him I'm champion and boy I'm in the run. Try to test as a champion. If you're not ready, 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 ready. Whoa, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Hey, 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 little sound boy. Won't you come again, come again, come again, come again, Bob? Do you want to contest a champion?
And you're not ready, 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 ready. What me grandpa, grandpa, grandpa? He say, "Hey, little youth man, don't move too fast, too fast, too fast, too fast. 'Cause this crazy, crazy world that you're living in, they don't understand. No, they don't understand. So I'm in a if you keep it, so in the reality, I may say some come as a GTT,
And some of them come as to me, it cannot be me. And some of them come fight for sin, but they don't know me. And some of them don't know the lyrics, it's so easy. So make me write on the written for me nasty. So tell them to test, 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 tell them it's choppy. And tell them to write on it, easy, it's easy. So me let them down, no, no, me, 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 me. Me well steady. And me well far below. Why they want coffee test. And then down, ready, ready, ready. Phyllis.
Hey guys, Chris here. I thought I might start throwing in little sound bits here and there in the middle of each episode, which is kind of explain something related to movies or entertainment or making of movies. So if you're into that kind of stuff, go ahead and listen to this little bit that I pulled from the Vox YouTube channel. They have a lot of cool videos there. Vox.com is a decent website. And, you know, I just figured I should give them credit as well since they put in the work. And here's a section of one of their videos about Christopher Nolan and Hans Zimmer and how they collaborate on sound design to create rising tension in their movies. And it's fantastic. So here you go. If you like it, I'll be doing more of these in the future. If you don't like them, all you got to do is fast forward about a minute and the show will continue. Thanks, guys.
That is because Zimmer is taking advantage of an auditory illusion caused by something called a shepherd tone. It consists of several tones separated by an octave layered on top of each other. As the tones move up the scale, the highest pitched tone gets quieter, the middle pitch remains loud, and the lowest bass pitch starts to become audible. Because you can always hear at least two tones rising in pitch at the same time, your brain is tricked into perceiving a constant ascending tone. Loop it all together, and it sounds like a piano scale going on for infinity. When the transition between tones is continuous, it's called a shepherd reset glissando, and it can sound really spooky. This can happen in the opposite direction too. You can hear it in the endless stairs in Super Mario 64. And in Pink Floyd. It's like a barber's pole of sound, constantly seeming to rise without actually going anywhere.
Welcome to the Crespo Show.
Yeah, we are back. We are back. Episode 240 of Cinema Crespo Dice. So I'm hanging out with Drew Sicogren and Ryan Holmes. Guys,
what up, dude?
We got Ryan a drink. We're both doing the vodka soda thing. Cheers,
oh,
sir.
Yeah, cheers, sir.
There we go, everyone. Because actually, now it's official. We did it out off mic, but now we did it on mic. What are you drinking, Drew?
There's some Wawa natural flavored raspberry lemonade.
What's the booze in there?
There's no booze.
What?
You drink? You don't have alcohol in your drink?
No.
What? They make them like that?
Yes.
No. They do. What's the point?
They make non-water drinks without booze?
I don't like that.
Yes, they do.
That makes no
sense. I don't believe it. Fake news.
Yes, this is get your Obama loving ass out of here.
All right, peace.
Yeah, actually, no, stay. Actually, no, Obama's pretty cool. No, Drew, where are you going? No, come back, Drew. No, Drew, please. Please leave it. No, Drew, we need you here.
Back.
We're going to be funny online. Drew at Antihero419, all over the interwebs. Yeah, I know. Everyone knows that right now. Ryan, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh.
What would you like to plug? Plug away, whatever you want.
You find, well, of course, Poking the Bear podcast. If you just Google Poking the Bear podcast, fills in automatically at number one now, I think.
Number one, yeah. Awesome.
So we can do that. Just Google that, and we'll pop up there. I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/Ryan Holmes Live. It's my comedian page that I never update, ever. but it tells me all the time that people are viewing it, which makes me feel really creepy. I don't like it.
Does it really tell you?
People yeah, every time somebody looks at my page, it's like Ryan Page Ryan Holmes has one new view.
Oh, it does say it, yes.
And I'm like, who's that?
But then you some random guy. You can't click on it, it'll tell you who,
it doesn't tell you who it is.
I get that every now and then for the Cinema Crust Weasel page. Right now, it's got like two new views. Like, who are these people? I didn't post anything.
It's the robots.
It could be the robots.
It's the chatbots.
They could have, either the Google ones, Facebook, they shut down bots as well. The Google bots were just, they were translation bots. The Facebook ones were just straight up talking to each other.
Yeah.
And that was,
you don't want that. Why are we going to create a species that's going to outlet, like, replace us? I don't want that.
It seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like
the way computers are now, they're stupid.
Being stuck in 2017 for the rest of forever.
In 2017?
Add some new phones and shit, or maybe real-life VR. Augmented reality VR, I still want that.
Could we go back to 2015?
yeah, you know what? Well, technology-wise, not politically.
Is this a political show?
I want to go back to 2000. Politically.
Actually, 2000, yeah.
It was a great time. Pre-9/11?
Pre-9/11.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't too great for a few small segments of people, but you know what? Overall,
pretty good.
Things were...
drugs were cheap, too.
Yeah.
They were cheap.
Yeah. Florida was still pill mills.
Yeah, it was.
We all have to go back to using MySpace. A lot of fights about your top eight all over again.
But a lot of people are getting locked up hardcore for small amounts of not very good weed.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It all depends on where you
work. Oh, crap.
Man, it's a real give and take there.
It is. We got legal weed, but we got no civil liberties. All right, cool.
Also, though, pre-9/11, that also puts me at like 18 years old where, oh, man, to be young and dumb again. It's like the world was my oyster many possibilities.
I love being 30 way more than I love being 18.
Really?
Oh yeah. Definitely. God. If you told me I had to go back and do like my teenage years into like 21, I would be like, no, thank you.
The whole teenage years?
Yeah. I am so much more of a complete person now and get life at this point. Where then I was just kind of an idiot.
That's the thing, though. That's what I'm saying is you were an idiot. I was an idiot, so I didn't understand what life was all about. So my life was, for the most part, fine, because my worldview was so small.
Yeah.
Now that I'm older and I understand the way the world works, what's going on around me, it's like, despair every day. Despair.
Yeah. I would love to be a dumb person. You ever think about that?
Yes.
Because dumb people are happier.
Dumb people are happier.
They don't pay attention to all the other stuff, and they're just walking through life like, doodle-doo, everything's great.
This is awesome.
It is.
Mountain Dew is amazing. I love Mountain Dew. Get me some McDonald's. Watch me some NASCAR.
It is empirically proven that the smarter you are, the sadder you are. Yes,
because and I'm super sad.
Yes, all the time.
I have a history of depression going through my family. I wonder, is that linked?
Sure.
Is straight-up clinical depression linked with intelligence, or is that a separate thing?
There has to be a study on that, because I would definitely believe that.
Right?
Yeah.
Or is it possible that I am both depressed and dumb? Because that would suck.
No, that would be the worst.
That would really,
be the worst.
There's definitely dumb, depressed people.
Right? They're the ones who can... I was going to say something terrible. I'm trying not to say
yes,
terrible
Chris,
things.
Yes, Chris, they are. They are.
That's going to get one of those.
Beardo in the stash.
I know where you're going.
That is a total beardo in a thing. I had the wrong one queued up. Beardo in the stash. In the stash. In the stash. In the stash. All right, we don't have. Oh, actually, trivia. We didn't talk. We talked about trivia off mic.
Off mic, we did that.
Talk about your trivia. Where do you do trivia? Because I'm a trivia guy. It's a competing trivia company, but I don't care, guys. There's enough stuff. People around for trivia.
You know what the fun thing is? Is we are a competing trivia company, but we're friendly. I'll tell you what. There's a couple. Companies like Tasty Trivia, run by Craig Brooks. I don't know if you're
running out here. Yep.
I like that dude a lot. You guys are awesome. Curtis Art Trivia. I mean, you guys do trivia correctly. We're a karaoke company that I told him I want to stop doing karaoke and I'll do trivia. So it's basically, and then I hired on Bowie.
Yeah.
So he does it too. And we're the only two guys that do trivia.
All right. Fair enough. You got to start somewhere, man.
There's awesome. A lot. I mean, there's enough gigs out there for everybody.
There really are.
And there's one company, and I'm not going to say their name on mic, obviously, because of libel or slander issues that I don't want to deal with.
Alleged.
But they are the fucking worst. And they will come to your gigs and sit at your gig for a while and then talk shit to the manager,
yes,
and then cut you out.
Yep. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And they will do that. And they're the worst, and they can fucking die in a fucking fire for all I care.
They can. And the whole undercutting, creating that hole, it's like, yeah, you can't undercut the whole industry and then be like, we'll do the same show for half price. And then it's a worse show.
It is a worse show.
And it kills the product. Man, there's some like bad product out there.
But the thing is, unfortunately, it's worked for them really well because I've looked up how many gigs they have, and they're not even based in Orlando. Yeah. Their headquarters is a... And they have hundreds of gigs.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
And they're all not that great.
Well, you know what?
I like to think we're like a niche market.
You
know,
you are going to get your pay
for. Yeah, we're doing good. We're making people come back, and we know what we're doing.
The proof is right there when you get there every week and you see the people showing up again, and they're bringing people with them, and then the restaurant owners and the bar owners see this, and they're like,
My shortest gig right now that I have is a year and a half I've been working there. All my other ones are like in 3 years, like I've been at the same place.
There you go. You got to build them up. So where are these places that people are going to check you out?
Oh, you can come to Lazy Brew over in Oviedo. It used to be the old Graffiti Junction. Mm-hmm. We do that on Tuesdays at 8. Wednesdays, I'm there at 9 o'clock at Friendly Confines on Aloma and 436. Okay. And Thursdays, come on down to King's Smokehouse. It is a barbecue restaurant that used to be bad that is good now.
Really?
And I'm really happy that they're fucking correcting that ship. This place, it used to be a different place called Bonfires, and... I would go around and hand out trivia sheets and I'd be like, oh, how's your food? It looks good. And people were like, it's garbage.
No.
And I had to stop asking. And then they sold off part of it and new management came in and the food's actually really good now. So,
awesome.
Yeah, okay. I'm excited to work there. So that's King Smokehouse over in Oviedo.
In Oviedo. I was going to say, I haven't heard of that one, King Smokehouse. Where exactly in Oviedo? Because we're not too far from Oviedo.
Oh, it is a, what is it?
Is that near the mall?
Alafaya and Redbug Road, kind of.
Okay, so closer to UCF.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'm out there every now and then. Check it out. But especially now since the food is finally good.
The food is good. I love barbecue.
You can't beat good barbecue.
Yeah, but bad barbecue is apparently something that is out there. At a lot of places. And bad barbecue is so bad.
It's an abomination.
Yeah, it's on like fatty and salty. It's just like, yeah, man.
Like bad, like the sauces are too sweet. The meats are like the poor cuts of meat. Mm-hmm. And they're like cooked too fast, or yeah, it's like, what do you got? You know, get out of there. Go back to what were you doing before? Building rockets for Lockheed Martin, or because you know that's always what it is. It's like, oh man, I'm a super successful lawyer, but I always love barbecue, so I'm gonna open up my own restaurant.
The only person who did that sort of good was Four Rivers. John Rivers was like a pharmaceutical rep or something, a CEO of some pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was just making barbecue out of his garage and like selling it at his church in Jacksonville or some shit.
Yeah.
And people were like, you should open a store. He was like, oh, shucks, I don't know.
And for a while
now
it was...
Now he's got like a dozen of them that sell.
For a while
bitch.
It was good, and it's not that good anymore.
Yeah, we'll call them out. They're not sponsors for PFT. If you guys want to sponsor PFT Media...
I remember waiting in a line for that place when it first opened.
Yeah,
like,
because
it is good.
It was good. Yeah. But also the trick was... That line, was it at the small place?
Yeah.
Yes. That's the place was so small that the register was practically like inside right by the front door.
Yeah.
So
the
line went to the street. You drove by like, that place must be amazing. And it is good.
It was good.
But it was like an optical
I've definitely had better barbecue.
Thing.
But yeah.
Yes. In that area though, in that immediate area, no. Then again, it's the only barbecue on that stretch of Fairbanks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and now there's like a dozen of them. I think they have stretched themselves a little thin.
They have
the quality control. They have one in the city hall downtown where they do breakfast. It's a combination. It's a combination. The Coop and Four Rivers, and they do like you can go for apply for a permit from the city and get yourself a brisket taco. Breakfast sandwich.
I was not impressed with the Coop. I was kind of disappointed.
I haven't even, I haven't even had it.
No.
Have you had the Coop, Drew?
No.
I haven't. Oh, he said I would disdain. Like, no. Why would I go to the Coop?
Why the fuck would I go there? I mean, if they're if what it started off with is barbecue, and that's not very good anymore, why would I go what else they're doing?
It was good when they were making the Coop. It's still pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, it's still fine.
Four Rivers' first album was great.
Yeah, you gotta get into the early stuff. Yeah. You're trying to get into late stuff now. You gotta go backwards.
Exactly. They're the Metallica of barbecue.
I will say this: I never liked their potato salad.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Take that.
It was never that great.
Take that, John Rivers.
I still like their grits.
You rich son of a bitch.
Like your fried pickles are garbage too, by the way.
You don't like the fried pickles? I don't like when
they're
the
too much
falls
bread.
Off.
Yeah, they're too much bread and falls off, and then you're just like with a bread hole.
Yeah, you got a bread hole. You eat some bread hole or a hot pickle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those are options: bread hole or hot pickle.
Bread hole. Bread holes and hot pickles.
We're bread hole and hot pickle in the morning.
There we go. That's
we follow Beardo instead.
All right. Well, okay. I'll write that one down. That's definitely one. Bread hole. Poles and Hot Pickles is definitely the name of this episode. Alright, you heard that sound. That means, Ryan, we are doing Drewster Cogburn versus the World last week against Charlie Bowie.
Ooh, yeah.
Drew won. Drew went 4 out of 5. Charlie 2 out of 5.
Ooh, that's not a good sign.
And then Charlie pulled out a gigantic sword and threatened us. It was very scary.
Did he bring his sword?
And his luchador mask.
And his luchador mask. If you go to...
that sword is battle ready.
It is.
It is, actually. It's made in Philadelphia. If you go to Cinema Crispy Sword Instagram or... PFT Media. Actually, I even posted the picture on the Big Tim Happiness Club where people can go there for Poking the Bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Join our Facebook group. It's not called Poking the Bear podcast group. No, it's called the Big Tim Happiness Club.
I endorse this.
And it's super fun.
And it's also not a cult.
Not a cult. Definitely not a cult.
Definitely not a cult.
Happiness
the
club.
More that you say not a cult, the more I think it is.
But true. Not a cult. It's not a cult. It just,
not a cult.
But if you not have a dog, that dog must have a bandana.
Must have a bandana. Yeah. And you have to sit in a beanbag chair.
And or at least have a beanbag chair in the room.
In the room, especially while fornicating.
But it's not a cult.
It's not a cult. The thing is, the beanbag chair sits in the corner of the room and it sits there to remind you of Big Tim.
It's a representation of Big Tim.
Big Tim.
Yeah.
Because it's not a cult.
Not a cult.
Not a cult.
It's a club.
It's a club. About happiness.
Happiness club.
It's a happiness club.
It's a cult.
I'm a member. Aren't you a member, Drew?
No.
I'm going to sign you up. I'll make sure you're
signing
a member.
You up. Yeah, welcome to the cult club.
What'd you say? Yeah, so people check that out. I'll put the picture up there. Yeah, because we'll probably take one with you if we don't forget. We got actual luchador mask. A friend gave them to us from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
And so we started taking pictures with them with guests. We'll do that until we get bored with them or until the mask starts smelling on the inside.
Oh, yeah. So much snot on the inside of the mask.
They already do.
Much local celebrity snot.
I got no mouth holes.
Well, the thing is, we have our mask, but we don't have a third one. Mm. And then Charlie was like, well, should I?
Go get my mask.
Should I go get mine? I think mine's in my car. And we're like,
what?
You have a mask. It's in your car. It's like, I'll be right back. Came back with a mask and a sword. And we're like, all right, let's take this picture.
Marcus Crespo also has a mask. He travels around
with
it.
Does he really?
Times. Yeah.
We're going to have to get that guy on the show.
You got to have Marcus Crespo on here.
Especially since, have you even met the guy?
Apparently he's your brother.
Apparently he's my brother. Yeah. Tom thinks he's my brother.
Yeah.
And you know what? We'll roll with it. I gave Tom shit. I was like, man, just put a couple of fat Puerto Ricans in a room. You automatically assume we're brothers. I get it, man. It's all good. Let's do this tribute game, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play a game called Johnny Depp or Johnny Derp. I'm going to tell you the Johnny Depp movie. You tell me if it has a Rotten Tomatoes score of higher than 50% or lower than 50%. Okay, so if it's higher than 50%, you say Johnny Depp.
Shit.
If it's lower than 50%, you say Johnny Derp.
Okay,
so it's Depp or Derp.
Gotcha.
Depp is good, Derp is bad.
I'm always wrong with these Rotten Tomatoes scores. Like, they really like stuff sometimes.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, they really like some stuff, and sometimes they really hate some stuff. It wasn't that bad.
You'd be surprised.
Well, because it's an amalgamation of their algorithm, right? It's like a bunch of critic scores. It's an aggregate score
of sometimes hundreds of critics, sometimes only a couple dozen. The older the movie, the fewer resources you have. So let me take a quick drink here. Oh, God. It tops the shakes. Helps it easier to keep track. So, Drew, you won last week. You're 13 and 10. You got to go first. We got two groups of 5, A and B. Choose wisely, sir. Do you want group A or group B?
Group B.
All right, group B. Here we go. Remember, higher than 50%, Depp. Lower than 50%, Derp. None of these movies are at 50%.
Okay.
I'm not going to trick you on that one, okay?
Right, you say Johnny Derp.
That'd be fucked up. Here we go. B, number one. And I try to make it go from easy to hard, Ryan.
All right.
But I also fuck that up often. Here we go. Number one, The Lone Ranger.
Derp.
That's correct. 31%. Yes. Number two, Donnie Brasco.
Depp.
Correct. 87% on Donnie Brasco. Number three, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
It's harder.
Depp.
He says Depp. That is correct. 86%.
Really?
Yes,
86%. I think it was that high.
It's a good movie. I like it.
It's not that great.
Mm. Oh, divisive. Number four, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Ooh, higher. Depp.
Ooh, that's Johnny Derp. I'm sorry.
That's 40, a Derp?
49% on Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
That's why I was... that's why I did... damn it.
One of those ones where it's grown in stature over time. Yes, it is a fantastic movie. And number five, Sleepy Hollow.
Derp.
That is Johnny Depp.
What?
67%.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes. So that puts you at 3 out of 5.
Oh, man.
All right, Ryan. You know the game. Here we go. Number one, what's eating Gilbert Grape?
Depp.
Correct. That's at 89%. Number two, The Ninth Gate.
Oh, never saw this one. I'm gonna go Derp.
That is correct. 42%. Yeah. I'm gonna disagree. I like it. I think it's good. It's a Roman Polanski movie. It's all about the devil, too. It's a wild...
That's why I didn't see it.
It's a wild... Yeah. Oh, that's why. Yes.
That's why I don't see it.
Don't see it, Ryan.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Devil's Advocate.
You should see The Devil's Advocate.
Oh, but The Devil's Advocate is so much fun. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it really is. Because
it's so bad.
Is it so bad?
Yeah.
Maybe I will check
that
it out.
That one's bad. So bad it's fun.
Charlize Theron is actually awful in the movie.
She's legitimately awful.
Yeah. it's one of the few times where he's just like
a Southern lawyer
good.
In that movie, right?
Yeah. So and he's
from Florida. No, he's from Florida.
Yeah, Jacksonville or something. Yeah. Tallahassee.
But he's like, come on, sweetie, and you're like, no, yeah. Keanu, no.
Oh God, it's so bad.
I'm a Keanu Reeves fan, but he's terrible at accents. We gotta get back to the game. Number three, Depp or Derp on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Ooh, that's a hard one. Ooh, that's the middle of the road. I'm gonna go Derp.
That's a Johnny Depp.
Is it
83%?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I think we're wrong. I think they're wrong. That one. That's terrible.
Absolutely wrong.
It is awful.
It's
a terrible movie.
It is unwatchable.
It was.
Voice he does the whole time. I just want to.
Yeah. Now, face he's got the whole time.
He's doing fucking bad makeup, a horrible Michael Jackson impression.
The Oompa Loompa where it's the same dude? Yeah,
it's a dude. It's Deep Roy, that one guy.
Deep Roy.
That
they wanna...
over and over. No. They fucked it up.
Yeah, they
did. All right, here we go. Number four. Alice in Wonderland.
That's a Depp.
That is a Depp. At 51%, it is barely a Depp, but it is. Yes.
I saw that in theaters on accident.
My condolences on that one. All right, you guys are tied. If you get this right, you win. If not, we go to a tiebreaker. Ooh. Number five, Nick of Time.
I love Nick of Time as a kid. I really liked that movie. I'm going to go with, because you said less resources at that time, I'm going to go Depp.
That is a Derp.
No!
At 31%.
I used my own nostalgia.
I like it too. I like that movie too from when I was a kid. Absolutely. Although I was disappointed. It was not actual real time, if you I timed it out as a
Did you?
Kid. Yeah. I was like, and I got mad. I was like, they're cheating. But still, it's a fun movie.
Every time there's a countdown in the movie, do you guys do this? Where you do the actual countdown and it's always way longer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like, here, go take that piece of paper. It's like, it says 10 seconds and...
And it's like a minute and a half. Hey, I almost pulled a Drew.
That kind of worked out. All right, guys, I'll clean that up in a second. But here we go. Tiebreaker. This is actually last week's tiebreaker, Drew. It was unused, right? We didn't talk about last week's tiebreaker. No, we didn't do it. All right, so here we go. As per boxofficemojo.com, Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds combined have appeared in how many movies? We're doing closest to the pin. Doesn't matter if you go over or not, despite the Price is Right drop. Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds have appeared in how many movies? Both of them combined. I got Drew's number. All right, I'll take that. I got Ryan's number. Okay, I need, which one is it?
Oh, 21.
Okay, thank you, sir. It could have been 12. Or easily been 12. All right, you said 21. Drew said 70. Closest to the pin. I might have to do some math here. I gotta do math. I'm looking at the answer is 57. Drew at 70.
Yeah.
You are closer. Well done. Well done, Drew. There you go.
I could only think of like five Ryan Gosling movies.
I know that they've. I know that both of them have been in the movie industry a lot longer than I think they have.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I'll tell you exactly. Ryan Gosling, 22 movies. Ryan Reynolds, 35.
See, there we go. I was banking that Gosling maybe did a little bit more work when he was younger. Because I know he was a child actor.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, exactly. But I think he did a lot of TV when he was
Oh, you know what? I just saw a Ryan Reynolds movie where he wasn't Ryan Reynolds.
Really?
Much. Woman in Gold, have you seen it? It's on Netflix.
No.
He's a lawyer. Yes.
And it's like the Nazis came and took all the paintings.
Yeah.
And it's a story about, the true story about getting this painting back.
And it's
to the woman it belonged to.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually really like that movie.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I don't know a single person who's actually seen it, but you've seen it.
It's kind of boring, but I like kind of boring movies, I guess. I don't know. Like,
you know what?
I like Jarhead. Like those, like I like a long, slow movie.
Jarhead's a good movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want a long, slow movie that's good? Zodiac.
Oh, I'd like Zodiac.
Zodiac is great. Okay.
I can't look at that actor who played the Zodiac Killer.
I know.
In the
he's
same
Zodiac.
Since then.
Yeah. No.
I'm like, Zodiac.
Now every time I watch the Drew Carey show, I'm like, oh my God, Zodiac!
Zodiac! Run, Drew, run! That's how good he was. Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think when you like a slow movie, you just like movies that are like deliberately paced. Mm-hmm. And they're taking their time.
One of my favorite movies. Oh, okay. My favorite movie is There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
Favorite. Not saying favorite, but like a movie I just watched again, and it is a long, slow movie. It's The Assassination.
Oh, Jesse, this is my favorite movie.
Yeah. These are great movies.
Ryan, these are my favorite movies.
Oh, okay, really?
Yes.
Yeah, no, these are great movies.
100%.
These are great movies that you tell people, and they're like, I didn't like that movie.
They're like, it was so slow. Like, no one said anything for the first 20 minutes.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
That's
it's a visual medium.
Yes.
It's amazing.
You know,
for 20 years, they made movies with no sound whatsoever. A guy had to sit in the room and play a piano to keep people interested. I'm with you. Steven Soderbergh's Solaris. Have you seen that one? Sci-fi movie with George Clooney.
Long, slow.
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, check that one out. You'll because like it. it's a 90-minute movie. I swear to God, it's the longest 90-minute movie you'll ever see.
Okay.
But still be like into it because it's like a very thoughtful, very contemplative sci-fi movie about ideas. It's not a horror film. It's about like memories and regrets and lost love and stuff like that. And it's only 90 minutes long, but I feel like it just takes its time in such an amazing way. Plus, it uses a... ICP song in a great way. Like, I'm just like, this works. This is good. Why do I like ICP? Because Steven Soderbergh knows what he's doing.
You know what movie I just recently saw that's kind of like that? Passengers? Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, which you think like...
That movie has a very problematic ending.
Yes, but, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. And the original script, which I went back and read, is a better ending.
Really?
Yeah, in the original script, all the passengers get jettisoned out into space and they all die.
What?
Yeah, and then the end of the movie is like they had a family on the ship and they were able to save like a couple people and they were just like the survivors of these people.
Yes!
And the ship shows up.
Better
ending.
Better movie.
So too. Yeah.
I think so too.
But I like the long, slow, like it's not, what's going to kill you? Old age.
Yeah.
Like, I like that idea. And I don't know why that movie stuck with me so good, because it wasn't the greatest movie I've ever seen, but I was just like, that's kind of what we're all waiting for. If you're just alone, have the food sustenance forever, it's like, oh,
it's well made and it's got cool ideas, but...
Until you get to the part where he's like, trying to stop the spoilers. Trying to stop the ship from exploding by like taking a door and going into space. I'm like, no, this part can fuck off forever.
It's like, all of a sudden it turns like Guardians of the Galaxy.
I like the idea. Yeah, I like the idea that that if he didn't wake her up, she would have died. You know,
well,
like,
you see,
like Superman.
That would have made, okay, with the other ending, it makes his actions a lot less creepy than in the original movie.
It would have made him retroactively okay.
Yes.
As opposed to what happens is condemns her to die by waking her up way too early and then lines her, and then she's all
and then
like,
all of a sudden, Lawrence Fishburne is awake and he can fucking do everything they need to do. It's like,
I'm going to live long enough just to fix everything. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And then
I don't want to be here while you two are fucking.
Yes.
But my favorite part is the very end when Andy Garcia's like, whoa! And then the movie's over.
Yeah.
Like, there's chickens running around. They don't explain that. There's no fucking chickens.
Andy Garcia's just like, whoa! And it's over.
All right, for real, I think we can all agree, for the most part, fuck that movie.
Yeah.
But it does have the tone that is...
There's like long, quiet moments. Yes. I like a good long, quiet moment.
Check out Solaris, though.
All right, I would definitely
that's a really good one.
Yeah.
All right, so there we go. Check out the trivia. Poking the Bear, newest edition of PFT. I love the show. I'm a big fan. I suggest you don't use that speech jammer anymore, because that was a weird couple minutes when you guys were trying to talk and you couldn't.
Yeah, I need to get the setup where we all the headphones play with the levels the whole time.
You got Tim making you like hop cobble together with like a speaking spell and an old styrofoam microphone, a mobile studio when you have a whole thing at home. Wow, man. Drew, would you mind driving Tim to Apopka at least once a week?
Yes,
he'll pay you in hot dogs?
Yeah, he'll pay you in hot dogs.
I would
and
mind
future
terribly.
Favors, probably.
Future favors. Future favors are the best favors, because they're so full of possibility. So much potential in future favors. No, Drew, you're not seeming...
Not
you're not even, not even close. Uh-huh. Well, everyone check out Poking the Bear.
Yeah.
When did the reboot start? Like 3 months ago? 4 months ago?
Yeah. It's I don't even know why we did it, but we did it.
I think it's a fantastic... Listen, every Thursday, once it gets like 1 p.m.,
people
2 p.m.,
like it. I am so surprised every week.
Because got it, man. You got the rapport. It's a fun... we had Ghost Squatch here. He made an appearance last week.
Yeah.
We got to talk to Ghost Squatch for a couple minutes.
Pee.
Yeah, he does drink pee. And he's got normal-sized feet,
and he doesn't like being called a skunk ape.
No.
No.
Just fuck the skunk ape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the fucking skunk ape.
But he hangs out with the abominable snowman.
Same thing.
No, they're different guys. Nope. He's got tiny feet. He's got normal size feet.
Skunk ape, normal size. Yeah, just stinky monkey.
Yeah,
man.
He stinks. Skunk ape stinks. Have you ever seen the skunk ape?
No.
Have you ever smelled the skunk ape?
Probably.
See,
my
probably.
Brother's convinced he smelled the skunk ape.
Really?
Yeah.
And not just the skunk?
He's driving through the Everglades and he's like, all of a sudden, she smells like so bad and there's nothing around me. And I'm like,
could be a...
Yeah, I think he stopped on the side of the road to pee.
It could be a skunk.
Yeah.
That's always the thing. It's always people stopping to pee or broken down.
Yeah.
And then they look up and it's there. But he didn't see. He just smelled it.
I don't know. I've smelled a skunk. It was bad. But I don't know. You know that skunk smell once you smelled it once.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know that skunk smell. Not that skunk smell. I know that skunk smell. Drew knows the skunk smell.
I know both skunk smells.
Drew knows. He's a... Drew's a boy scout.
Skunk expert.
Drew's a reformed boy scout. But reformed in the other direction.
Yes.
You were a boy scout?
Was. For very long. Almost an eagle scout.
Almost. Me too.
Until, my troops threw me out for getting arrested the third time for drugs.
Oh, well, shit. Yep. There you go.
It happens. You know, boy scouts aren't so down with... the casual drug use.
Yeah, you can't be a weebelo and be on weed.
Yeah.
Weebelo.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can't be you can be a life scout on drugs, though. You just have to be a life scout for life.
Yeah.
They don't let you get eagle. It happens. I have my Eagle Scout project planned out and everything.
Did you?
Yeah, I was ready to start.
What were you going
to
do?
I was going to get rid of a bunch of, what's the Brazilian peppers? Brazilian pepper trees at some not-for-profit thing, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
All right.
It was going to be a lot of shit work.
It was awful. I was a...
Protestant pirate.
I was a Protestant pirate, but I was also a... bear? Cub. No, Cub Scout.
Cub Scout.
Cub Scout.
It goes Cub, Bear, Tiger? Tiger, Bear?
I think... Bear is the last one.
Bear's the last one. I think I got up to Bear.
It's Tiger, Wolf, Bear, Weeblow.
Weeblow is the... right before Weeblow is where I stopped.
Yeah.
Because I moved. That was when I was living for a couple years in Delaware, and they had Cub Scout, Boy Scouts. I was in Cub Scouts. Then we moved back to New York City, and it's New York City, ain't no woods. so they had, instead of Cub Scouts, a program called Royal Rangers, which was
It sounds like a street gang.
Yeah, yeah. It's the urban version of
the Royal Rangers.
It's still a Christian organization, and it's all about it's a IKEA table. It's a Christian organization, and it's all about survival skills and learning all this shit about how to tie a tie and blah, blah, blah. But it was...
How to tie a tie. No, it was fucking not. No. You need to learn how to tie a tie.
No,
if you're stranded on a desert island, you better look your goddamn best.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I didn't go to very many meetings, so I didn't get far past the tying the tie section. But instead of wearing blue, Earl wore brown, and you still met at a church, but it was a church like in Brooklyn, so it was like a two-story walk-up, and then when you're done, you go down to the bodega, and you get your quarter jugs of water, and you play some Street Fighter. It was not the same thing.
Not at all, no.
Ours would be
meet at some old mom's house. We had we had a scout mom. And then we'd go on really boring field trips every now and then. That's all I really remember about it.
No, I just went...
field trips, yeah.
It was always meeting at a church.
At a church, yeah. Because it's a Christian organization.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So always meeting at a church.
No gays. They hate the gays, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Actually, I think...
They let them in now.
Yeah, now they're... Because
they're dying.
And they don't mind the atheists either.
They are dying out. Yeah. They don't mind the atheists either?
They don't mind the atheists.
Oh, okay.
I used to have to wear my Boy Scout uniform to school on a certain day, and I always hated that.
Yeah, you know what?
Really?
I was told to do that. You know what I told my scout master? You can suck my dick.
No!
And then he did.
That's a weird... That's reinforcing some bad stereotypes.
I never did that shit. Fuck that.
Wear
my uniform to fuck.
Oh, I never wore a uniform.
So many nerdy photos of me as a kid fucking running around in Boy Scout
uniform. Oh, I wish I don't think I had any.
I refused. I hated those short shorts. Man.
I hated the bandana thing you had to wear on your back.
Yeah, that was stupid too.
Yeah, with the metal thing, the metal clasp.
Yeah. But I just found my metal clasp the other day.
Really? Oh, shit.
I think I'm going to wear it out, ironically.
I got to have it in a vacuum sealed pack somewhere. People check out Poking the Bear. Also go to pftmedia.com and chriscrespo.com and all the cinema. You know all that stuff. It's all the same plugs every week. Drury, so we have nothing from Billy D this week.
Nope.
That's a real bummer.
He's dead.
He is dead. But we do have...
I'm sure he'll resurrect himself later.
He always resurrects himself. He's not dead. What happens is every now and then, because he's in New York City, so the Blasio's, his fingermen, they black bag him. right on the street. They take him right off the street, throw him in a van. He disappears for a minute, and then he can't send in his Billy D's Death at the Movies email for us to read. So hopefully Billy is holding up under pressure under the interrogation right now. I'm sure he's fine. Actually, if you go to, if you search PFT Media on YouTube, every Monday now you'll see Billy D's Postmortem. It's his video series that we just started, and it's his 100 essential films. He's doing them five at a time. Episode 1 is already up there. Number movies 100 through 96, 95 through 90 is out this Monday. So people should check
it out. Undertaking, wow.
It is an undertaking, but you know what? If he wants to do it,
let him do it.
We'll slap our logo on it.
That's a full-time job.
It is, but he's another guy who his thing is video editing and all that stuff. So he's already doing it as a job. He's like, might as well put in a little extra work.
I'm not going to say this is what he does, but what I would do is like if I hit like three of those movies I've seen, maybe two of them I haven't, I'm just going to like give you the cliff notes of the ones I have seen, not watch them again.
Yeah.
And then watch the two movies.
He's got loves movies, but he loves them. And so I don't even know if he's bothering rewatching any of them. He may just go to Wikipedia and be like, oh yeah, I remember
it's
that.
It's funny because like I say thing. I don't have time, but then I'll play 8 hours of Overwatch on PC. Like so, that's what I do. Yeah.
Well, that's why you don't have time for it. Because you got to schedule that Overwatch.
Yeah, I got zero time.
I got to start. I want to schedule. You know what I want to start playing? Now they got all these updates on No Man's Sky. Apparently,
you know what I do. They just added multiplayer out of nowhere.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Multiplayer portals, so you can get around easier. They added all this stuff to make it easier.
Yeah. I'm very much
I bought that game and returned it.
You're one of the ones. Because it had such a terrible launch. But apparently for the last year, they've been adding updates. So now I read this article about how No Man's Land, after 1 year, has turned into like this weird, mysterious place of like wonders and mysteries.
You mean what it was supposed to be when it came out?
Yeah, but it's happened now. So a year in, you can go down.
Then they should have just waited one more year.
Pretty much, yeah. So now you can get the game cheaper and rebuy the game cheaper and go on to like Reddit and you'll find all these like lost style theories about what all these different things mean.
Well, I mean, dude, there's a lot of weird shit going on in like these alien texts and whatnot, and you just keep moving on and finding more. Well, nothing ever came of it. I'm just like, okay.
People are running like
there's no payoff to that game. That was the problem.
Yeah, it is one of the issues.
Well, I think the payoff, the plot of the game is that you're supposed to be looking for the center of the universe.
Yeah, you just keep moving on.
And you keep moving.
Keep going.
There is an end to that. And they've adjusted it to make it, I think it's supposed to be easier to get there, but I think the point is too, when you get to the center of the universe, I think it restarts.
I'm okay with that.
I think it's a Dark Tower scenario.
Whatever.
And then you redo it again. I don't know. So be careful what you ask for, guys. That's what's going on. But now I want to play.
Yeah, gonna play it on New Game Plus. I'm not doing that.
Now I gotta play it on Legendary mode. So we have nothing for Billy D, which means I can't play my new Billy D intro. We're gonna have to wait a week for that. Sorry, guys. But instead, that means we're gonna do the segment of the people.
That moment you've all been waiting for—the world famous
Vox Populi. Vox Populi.
All right, I just set that off there. So here we go. You can hit us up, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com, and we will read your email on the show. Drew, take it away.
We got an email from our homeboy Ron out in L.A.
What's up, Ron?
We saw The Dark Tower. My Bulgarian boyfriend loved the film.
Oh, all right.
I was super excited about the little bits of other stories in there, like Cujo and The Talisman, which is my favorite book. And all those things made me happy. The story was not any award-winning, but it was interesting how it will all play out. I'm super glad they did it the way it did, but I hope they do continue with the show and the next movie. I think the juvenile, jumpy, and jagged Drew would enjoy the show more than the movie. The stories of humanity failing due to stupidity and ignorance sounds like him. Are you guys going to do the Inhumans movie? I know it will suck, but I am excited for the show. Is there ever a movie you think would have been better as a TV show? I wonder, since I've never seen Silence of the Lambs, but I love Hannibal and I'm super happy with that. Well, good day, Ron.
So many questions there. First off, so
are we going to do the Inhumans movie? No.
There's not even one. They're doing a TV show.
Don't care. Not interested.
Apparently, so there's Marvel did an Inhumans TV show that's debuted in September, and they played the pilot at like MegaCon, and it was not received well. A lot of boos.
For me, Marvel's TV shows are a solid 2 out of 7.
Right?
Like, there's. I like Daredevil.
Daredevil's good.
I like Luke Cage.
Luke Cage was good too.
But
Luke Cage is great.
Jessica Jones, okay. Iron Fist.
I never got around to that
get
one.
Through it.
I've heard good things.
I never watched a full episode.
I wasn't a big fan of the fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I never watched that.
Never even bothered with that one. Because it's ABC. It's a show where...
It's for kids.
22 episodes of a season. How can you make compelling television when you have to crank out so much stuff?
Yeah.
And then you're going to do this for 4, 5, 6 seasons? Screw you guys, man. I ain't got time for it. No one got time for that.
They're trying to link it into the MCU a lot more. But it was so forced, though. And it was weird. It was like,
right?
It was like, there goes Iron Man flying by.
Oh man, you
just missed him.
That's a bunch of bullshit. That's so stretching it, trying to get you interested somehow. You know.
Yeah, I mean, and they had that agent. What's her face? The chick.
Carter.
Agent Carter, and that was supposed to be the tie-in to Civil War.
Yep.
It's like,
But then they cancel after 2 seasons. I think they're trying to find ways to bring that character back somehow.
I think they do great movies. I think they should stick to that.
Yeah.
Or really dive into a character in a TV show, but don't force it out. Like, yeah.
So Inhumans is another one where they're trying to force that because they're trying to make that Inhumans movie happen eventually because that's their answer to X-Men.
That's their X-Men.
No, exactly. Yeah. It's that whole... They don't own the rights to the word mutant anymore.
Yeah.
So in the comics,
they try to kill off all the X-Men, basically.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Well, no, they did kill off all the mutants in the House of M storyline.
Yeah, except for like 12 or 60 of them
ones that probably actually make them money still. And
but their storylines are just now, after House, it was just them fighting the Inhumans, kind of for no reason.
Yeah.
The reason is
because of rights issues and money.
Yeah. You're trying to make the Inhumans cooler in the new X-Men. You made Cyclops bad, and like
it's another issue of them trying to force something.
But tell you, Sony makes a bad X-Men movie. I mean, Logan was great.
Logan was fantastic.
X-1, 2, and 3. Ugh.
Drew's got very specific opinions on those X-Men.
Yeah,
movies.
They're not all that great at all.
Drew actually, he likes them less than most.
Yeah,
yeah. The Wolverine, the one where he went to Japan, was cool. Could have been better.
That's where it started to get good.
But then the only man after that was that, and then Logan.
Logan was awesome.
Yeah,
Logan was amazing. I like that. I was finally like, when the scene opens and he shoots a blade through the guy's face, you're like, yes!
The movie
finally.
It's like, okay, can we get claws through the side of the head? All right, from the bottom. Okay, from the top.
Yeah.
All right, from the front. I'm like, I got. I've been waiting for that for so long.
They covered all the angles finally with that movie, cutting off limbs and should be happening.
All that should have been happening from the beginning.
But with the Inhumans, it's like their leader can't talk.
don't care.
His fucking wife she fights you with hair.
Yeah.
Like it's right? Like they're so they have a giant dog that teleports you.
That's the thing that everyone hated on the Inhumans TV show, like the trailer or whatever, how terrible her hair, and does look stupid. She has very silly, cartoonish, computery looking red hair.
Yeah.
That's like floating around grabbing it looks like
looks like Spawn's cape.
That's exactly what I was gonna say, Drew. It looks like Spawn's cape from 1990 whatever.
See, but I didn't see this trailer too.
Oh no, that's stuff. Yeah, stay away from trailers, man. They're not gonna do you any favors.
So is there a movie that you would ever thought better as a TV show?
A movie better as a TV show, The Dark Tower. The whole Dark Tower series should be a TV show instead of a movie. Yeah,
like Game of Thrones style.
Yes, HBO.
They could have done that.
Let them go.
They could have done that with Warcraft as well.
Yeah,
they made it a series.
Anything mythological like that, where you're trying to build a whole world.
Yeah, but you need the time to build the universe. Yes. Anything big like that, and I think TV's like in its renaissance period right now. In some ways, it's actually better than the movies, but.
Well,
I don't know. Like superhero CGI never works well on TV. It's always late
because of budgets.
Yeah,
exactly. They can't spend enough money.
Iron Man, they're spending $150 million, $175 million to make Iron Man happen. TV show, Game of Thrones, $10 million an episode, and that's like high. That's a high end budget for a TV show. They even have budget issues where they were going over budget a couple seasons ago. So what was the Battle of the Bastards? They had to figure out how they were going to get that done with like a reduced budget over 5 days or something. It was a huge nightmare of a shoot that I read about. But God,
amazing episode though.
So good. They're so good.
Last episode, it was so good
fucking too. Awesome.
Oh, yes. Oh my God, the dragon. Yeah.
If you're gonna cut it down to 6 or 8 episodes a season, if you give me that, I'm okay with it. Yep. Sort of. I'm
like, yeah, considering every episode is now a payoff. I'm fine with this. This is working. Man, it's tonight. It's tonight.
Yes, it is tonight.
Got me so excited.
I'll be at my acting class.
You will be
so mad. Yep. We'll be freaking out. Oh my God!
I'll
be doing scenes from I Spy.
Are you really?
A friend of mine, she's lovely. She wanted to do I Spy because she's like a Melissa McCarthy type.
Okay.
So she's doing that as her scenes to try to break more into comedy.
You mean the Melissa McCarthy movie Spy?
Yeah, was Spy. It
Spy. Yeah.
Spy.
I like that movie, actually. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I like it.
Sorry, it's I Spy Kids. All of them get confused in my head.
That's, I'm thinking of the Eddie Murphy, Owen Wilson.
I mean,
or is that just Spy?
No, Spy.
No, that's something else.
I don't know. What is it? But that has one of my favorite lines in it. It's like, it can go invisible like a bug, like a leafy bug. Like the plane goes invisible.
Like a leafy bug. Yeah. Fucking Eddie Murphy.
We'll fly through the air like a bird, like a jelly bird. I say those lines once a day, like, for no reason.
That's funny how that happens. So you're reading scenes from Melissa McCarthy's Spy?
Yeah,
Paul Feig Spy, actually. Yeah. I like that movie.
I've never seen it.
You never saw
it? I've seen her do it in the class, and it's funny. She's funny. So
any chance you're doing the Jason Statham character? Are you doing a very braggadocious type character?
In this one, I'm doing stage combat. I'm just like a guy on a plane that tries to shoot her, and we're doing a stage combat
thing. What? Really? I'm coming to this class. Fuck Game of Thrones. I want to watch you do this. This sounds a little more entertaining.
Still rather watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, instead of actually being there.
Yeah, man. That's okay.
It is Game of Thrones. Any other questions from Ron?
Nope, that's it.
Ron, you're the man. We appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much. And that's it for the Vox Populi.
Yes, sir.
Well, then let's get into the movie news. Here we go.
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean getaway.
Opens up about navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He's been melting down. He's been berating fans. So what's going on with the beach?
That's right. Cinema Crespedisa movie news segment, the most important segment in all of podcastdom, because we talk about celebrity beach bods, the hottest divorces in all of LA. But most importantly, we need a Biebs update. Ryan, what's going on with the Biebs, bro?
Oh, Biebs?
Yeah,
Bieber. Besides Canadian people trying to get rid of him altogether and ruin his citizenship.
Yeah.
I have to deal a lot with the Biebs being a trivia DJ, and I have to know all his new songs that come out.
Despacito.
Fucking number one song in the world.
It's the song of the summer, Despacito.
It's a cross-culture phenomenon. Yeah. It was real big in the rest of the world before it got here. You know what? Not a terrible song.
It's fine.
Worse songs that I've heard.
There were songs featuring Bieber and Daddy Yankee.
There's a really bad remix where it's Bieber, Ariana Grande, Daddy Yankee, and Louis C.K.
I actually like the one with Daddy Lanky and Louis C.K. It's pretty good stuff. I like their hit Bread Holes and Hot Pickles. Remix. That's good stuff. That's what you call
Bread Hole Pickles.
There you go.
I think that's something else.
That's that callback magic right there.
Yeah.
A Bieber update. All right, there you go. Thanks, Ryan.
That's why
people come to us for what's going on with the Biebs.
Yeah.
And that's because of exactly like that. You got it. You got the info. You know Despacito is a hot song.
Yeah.
That's why. Did you know that, Drew?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Drew doesn't even know the song. Somehow he's insulated from pop culture in such a way that I am somewhat jealous disgusted by.
My girlfriend's like that. She only listens to podcasts or like to Pandora.
Uh-huh.
She works a regular job and then she comes home and watches like Netflix.
Yeah.
So she'd never heard Despacito until like 2 days ago when I played it for her.
I've heard it so many times.
So jealous.
I've never heard the song.
You've never heard the song?
Never heard it.
Holy shit. I'm going to be you.
should I ruin it for Drew? No, you know what?
Dumped.
I'm not.
No. Spoilers. Spoilers.
Spoilers. Spoiler. Here it comes. Despacito. No, it's a Bieber.
It's just a Bieber pop song.
Bieber only does the hook. Most of the songs in Spanish.
He does the Spanish part, and then he can't do it. He can't do it live.
Of course not. So at concerts, people were like chanting for him to do it, and he's like, resisting for the longest time.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know the word, so I say burrito.
Yeah,
I'm going to eat Doritos.
And then people started booing him, and then he canceled the rest of his tour and said he refound Jesus. So
after he ran over a photographer.
That was wild.
You see that?
Yeah, but he
God damn it, I know a lot about Justin Bieber.
But he was cleared at that, though, so it's all good. He's fine.
Yeah.
Bieber's in the clear. We don't have to worry about him.
Yeah, the photographer was in the
way. You both know a lot about Justin Bieber.
The photographer was in the wrong. Yeah, Drew, how come you don't?
Why should I?
He's wearing an Illuminati shirt. Drew can explain a lot right there.
Drew is a very questionable fellow. I've known this guy for years, and he still doesn't tell me where he goes at night.
Yeah.
But
that's like, what I do with Big Tim. Active deniability. Never.
I mean, he grabs his robes and his paddles. Trust and his me, ropes. He walks out the door. I'm like, fine. I don't even want to know.
No, exactly. You don't want to know.
I don't want to know. I don't want
plausible deniability, my friend.
Exactly.
That's right. You can't testify against him in court if you don't actually know.
No.
Exactly. That's how you. That's
the
why
way
you,
I like it.
That's why you don't tell the president certain things. So then you know you don't tell him about the aliens because then he can deny it at press conferences.
Oh God! If Trump knew about aliens, he'd be on Twitter. The aliens.
Tweet about it. My great aliens.
They're the best aliens.
My great friends are coming.
I'm big friends. I'm not building a wall around them. They're vesting.
So movie news: an update on Justice League. We talk about how they've been doing a lot of reshoots on Justice League. Because
it's gonna be an awful movie.
It's gonna be a fucking hot mess.
It's gonna be terrible.
Any movie you see that did a bunch of reshoots, hot mess.
Especially
afterwards.
When it's like a big deal at how much reshoots that they're
Although
doing.
Wonder Woman just surpassed Guardians of the Galaxy in box office.
Yes. Wonder Woman also had extremely minimal reshoots. They only shot one scene to help clarify one thing. Yeah. But didn't
they get rid of the director?
Wonder Woman, no.
For the sequel, the same director's not.
No, I think Patty Jenkins has signed on to.
Okay.
Yeah, she signed on to do the second one as well, and she wants to set the second one in the 80s, so it's still technically a prequel to all this other DCEU stuff, but it'll be jumping much further from the World War One.
Well,
which sounds very cool.
And then they can have Linda Hamilton play an old secretary or something.
Yeah, Linda Carter,
whatever the fuck her name is.
100%. It'll throw some sort of terrible nod. It'll be off-putting. Like, why did they do this? Just make the movie. I don't care about the old thing. Give me the new thing. I am a big fan of that Wonder Woman movie. That was really good.
I hope they do it in the 50s like they did the comic books where there's just her shopping for outfits for like 6 years.
they really didn't know what to do with that character for a while there. We'll give her an S&M rope? We're not sure. Justice League confirmed a lot of the cyborg stuff. The cyborg character got reshot because they wanted to make him more jokey, more of a lighthearted character. So
it's doing Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, that's a big thing, actually. With the kids, Cyborg is a gigantically huge, popular character.
Yeah.
And Teen Titans, Drew watches Teen Titans
Go. Teen Titans Go?
I see you watching that.
I watch
time.
Teen Titans Go because I go to bed watching adults. I go to sleep with my TV on. It's always Adult Swim.
Okay. Yeah, so when you wake up, it's on.
When I wake up in the morning, I know it's 9 o'clock because
it's like a
Teen Titans
block.
Go. Yeah.
And it's a fun show, though. I mean, they're very goofy with it.
It is fun. I miss that old 2003 Teen Titans, though.
Like, I don't know which one.
The one that the Teen Titans was, the original
cartoon.
Yeah,
they actually make fun of it.
Yeah, they do. I was thinking they do that.
But was it more like not the
same? It was more like
Batman, Superman,
exactly.
Batman Beyond.
It was more like that.
The one that is now, I feel, is more like, not to say a younger demographic, but it's just jokier and sillier.
It reminds me, but sometimes also smarter, too.
Yeah.
Like some of the Easter eggs that they have.
Animaniac style.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure,
I don't,
like, when I was watching
Animaniacs. There's a lot of adult jokes on that
there
one.
There are, and a lot of my favorite is like the little Easter eggs, like when they're eating their box of Batman-O's, and it's like fucking Jim Gordon's on the cover, like beating up the Joker or something. It's like, what the fuck is going on here?
That's really funny. That's what they're doing. Just like they're trying to make it funnier and more likable.
I guess
it's
gonna be awful.
It's gonna be terrible.
What's the rating on that?
Because let me tell you,
PG-13.
Because you know what Zack Snyder knows how to do.
Well,
comedy.
Well, he's gone now because he's dealing with all his family bullshit. The poor guy.
He made...
So Joss Whedon is now guiding the thing to the end, and he's the quipster king. Every character he writes talks like Han Solo.
It's gonna be so.
So now Cyborg is gonna be a Han
Solo.
Late.
It's gonna be the whole thing.
Yeah.
He'll have a couple great scenes.
It's still gonna be.
It's gonna be a hot mess.
Yes, it's not gonna be good.
I don't know. DC doesn't make good movies.
No,
for the most part,
except for Wonder Woman.
Well, yeah.
That's the exception.
They do make good movies. They're just not the DC movies. Movies you think they are, like The Losers.
The Losers is good.
V for Vendetta. Watchmen.
That's DC. Yeah, that's all DC.
Let's see what else.
We were just talking about one earlier, weren't we? Not The Losers, because we said that one already.
We were too.
Dread. The first Dread's all right.
Yeah, Dread.
No, not Dread. Red.
Yes, Red as well.
Dread is 2000 AD.
Yeah,
they had that deal with Universal, thing, yeah. as a matter of fact. But yeah, DC but does. Yeah. Their DCEU stuff.
Yes, exactly. Their superhero stuff is garbage. All their other stuff is good.
I read the story. James Wan did an interview talking about. James Wan did an interview talking about Aquaman.
I like
Constantine's fun. Constantine. I think that's the other one we were talking about, maybe.
Yeah.
Doing Aquaman, they're trying to do as much of it practical as possible, which includes like shooting underwater for real.
That sounds awesome.
And he's like, this is super hard. This is way more complicated than I thought.
Yeah.
But going back to Saw, it's the guy who did the first Saw movie, and now he's doing an Aquaman movie. Yeah. This is going to be weird.
Hey, it could be James Cameron's Aquaman.
Stay away from those trailers for sure. They're going to give away all the deets.
Yeah.
Real quick, close up the movie news section with this, because I always talk about Terminator stuff. Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right, first off, James Cameron was talking about how the rights revert back to him in a couple years. So it's like, we're talking about ideas about how to make another Terminator movie. That was a week ago. Schwarzenegger's like, oh yeah, we'll make it. We're shooting next year. So the Terminator movie is happening. Arnold is in it, and they're shooting like next fucking spring.
I'm down to see a Terminator movie without Arnold at this point.
Without him?
Yeah.
I just want to see another.
He sort of made one with that one with Christian Bale, where the only Arnold was CG Arnold.
Yeah. Which is weird.
It was terrible. I hated it.
The Valley of, what's it called? The fucking.
Uncanny Valley.
Uncanny Valley?
Yep.
That was so bad that I was like, I can never get into that.
I am with you 100% on that one. It was what a bummer. Of a revealed CG. Yeah.
I just want to see James Cameron play around in that sandbox again.
Well, he's too busy making the Evaders. He's making Evaders for the next 4 or 5 years, to the point where he gave up Battle Angel Alita, a movie that he's been working on since the 90s. He gave that to Robert Rodriguez. He's like, I have no more time for this. Please make this for me. I'll produce it. So that's coming next year, which I'm looking forward to. So we'll see about that. That's the end of your movie news segment. Let's get into the end of the show, Ryan. That means lightning round time.
Oh, here we go.
Is right.
You give us the answers. Time for the lightning round.
Rebranded trivia round.
Of sorts.
It's brain. It's more personality trivia, because we're going to find out about
you. It's
more
like a personality test.
It's more of a Rorschach with your mouth words. Drew, when I say start the clock, Ryan, when I give you these questions, I need you to give me an answer as quickly as you can. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, Drew, start the clock.
Go.
Number one, who has the best burger in town?
Graffiti Junction Sin City Burger.
Whoa, the Sin City Burger. What? Is that a real thing? No, it's not.
Yeah, it's stuffed with cheese and jalapeno peppers, and it's pretty good. It's good.
The Sin City Burger. Sin City was the pick of the week.
I hate Graffiti Junction.
Oh.
And Drew hates Graffiti Junction.
I hate the decor and the tables.
Okay.
And I work there.
But
never
you
mind.
Do trivia there.
Shit.
It's fine. No one listens to this. Number two, Yelp or The Help?
Definitely The Help.
All right.
Because the Yelp is full of people that are just taking shits on restaurants, and The Help is a lady taking shit in a pie.
Yes, and then feeding it to her oppressor.
Yep. I'd love to do that.
That's a great scene. Number three, would you rather live on the sun or die on the moon?
I hear freezing to death is one of the worst things you can do. So I'd go the fast one, burn up fast.
Live on the sun.
Yeah.
Burn fast. Number four, what is at the end of the tour?
Onion website?
All right, number five. Have you ever done a power hour?
I have done a power hour.
You have?
Yeah. Retro TV power hour.
Retro TV power hour.
It's on YouTube. It's amazing. It's 61-minute clips of late 80s, or 80s, 90s, early 2000 TV shows.
Yeah.
And every time a new TV show clip comes on, you take a drink.
There you go. What were you drinking? Were you drinking beer or?
Beer, yeah. You can't do that.
God, you'll fuck yourself up. Have you ever done what? You can do it with chicken nuggets.
If you've never drank to the theme song of David the Gnome, then you're not living life right.
Retro TV Power Hour. That's a good one. Number six. Why hasn't Cadillac made a Sexcalade?
I think those are just those Cadillac limos that extend out. Yeah, that's definitely
that's
a Sexcalade. Yeah.
All right, there you go. So I was wrong. Number seven. Have you heard the good news about our Lord and Savior, Officer Alex Murphy, who died for our sins and resurrected shortly thereafter to defeat evil?
I don't know who Alex Murphy is.
You don't know about Officer the story RoboCop. Of Officer Alex Murphy, the story of Officer Alex Murphy.
Oh, okay.
He died for our sins.
RoboCop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard the good. I've been staring at that picture the whole time and finding it fascinating. Yeah. Like, I was trying to figure out, like, were the squares where he was shot or something? Is
no,
that more
it's,
to that?
It's RoboCop. So it's RoboCop. He's on the Hypercube from, what's it called?
From Hellraiser. I think the cube, I think those squares are just helping him, keeping him to the cube.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because he's not right in the middle, and that's bothering me. It in my is OCD.
Because it's a cube and not a cross.
Okay,
that they tried to make it so a cross.
Okay, I can see why they did it.
The piece is called.
You would have had to make RoboCop smaller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I like it.
It's called RoboCopus Hypercubus. Yeah. And we put it there, and then we put our guests there to throw them off the entire time.
What are the names of the things in Hellraiser? They have names. They're not Hellraisers.
The Cenobites.
Yeah,
yes. Something like that.
For a horror movie, if you don't like horror movies, stay away from Hellraiser.
No
those,
shit.
Those movies are fucking grimy and gross and like gory.
Uh-huh.
Like really extremely well made. I gotta say, I can barely watch them. I really can't because I'm not a horror movie guy. But they're so well made. That's number so. So you have heard of our good Lord and Savior.
I have. There's a statue to him in Detroit, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Crowdsource.
Yeah. Speaking of which, go to my Indiegogo account because I'm trying to start a Kickstarter. I need it to. I'm using Indiegogo to fund my Kickstarter. I'm using Kickstarter to hire a guy to teach me how to crowdfund. So please do that. Number 8, Las Vegas, yay or nay?
Nay.
Number 9. Really? Ooh, hard nay. Number 9. What is your favorite cereal?
Special K Red Berries.
Number 10. Final question. Bob's Big Boy. The Brawny Towel Guy. Paper Towel Guy. The Michelin Man. Who do you kick out of the sauna?
Oh, Big Boy, because there's a child in the sauna. Even though he's a large child, I'm in there with two grown-ass men.
And a big boy.
Yeah.
You getting rid of the kid?
Yeah. Although, this paper towels will be soggy.
Very well.
We won't be able to clean on with those. Hopefully, he's not using paper towels to dry off.
Or using paper towels just to cover himself up.
Ooh.
Ooh, he is brawny.
Yeah, he is so brawny.
See how brawny he is. That brings us to the end of the show, which means it's swag bag time. Ryan, blue bag. Pink bag.
I'm going pink bag.
We're going pink bag. Drew, go ahead and break open that pink bag. Let Ryan know what he may get to go home with
today. Sir, you might get a DNG Party Honeycomb Tissue Ball. It's 8 inches in diameter and green.
Okay. Oh, shit.
You can have a party at home.
We've got a fun fling, silly shots, fling it. Directions are on the back of the package.
You can fling it at the paper ball.
We've got a Swervy Jones koozie.
That's a Swervy Jones.
Magic Grow Safari Animals, 3 styles. They grow up to 400%. I know it says 3 styles.
That's a good return on your investment.
There are definitely 4 styles.
There are distinctly 4 styles.
Yeah.
You've also got a pack of round balloons, 20 of them.
Fill them with water or not, up
or
to
air,
you.
Yeah.
Or air.
We've got
or
sand.
You've oh, got, my God.
Get a stress reliever.
You've got a puffer eyeball and a bunch of stickers.
I had no idea. And a bunch of stickers. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, this bag can be yours. Ooh. You can take the swag home. Or we take that swag back, we put it away, you never see it again, and instead you take what Drew Cogburn has in a box right over here!
Oh shit!
You know what's in the bag, you have no idea what's in the box. Do you want what you know, or do you want to go with what you don't?
I do like Swervy Jones cartoons, I do like magic animals that grow 400%, but I am going to go! Make every bad Christmas decision I've ever made.
Yes!
And look at a big box. And know there's something dumb inside that my dad thinks it's so funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the box.
We're going with the box.
We're going with the box.
Go ahead, pop that top. Reach in there and let everyone know.
It's a puppy.
Inside. It's a puppy. Imagine. Ooh, it's a dead puppy.
Oh, shit.
Dead
puppy. It's Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is this real?
That's fucking real.
No.
Did they re-release this?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it's Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, it's back.
That's a bottle of Crystal Pepsi.
I'm so happy with that.
There you go.
Yeah.
You won. You won that one.
I remember Crystal Pepsi because it had the fucking, the dude from the, not Bon Jovi, Van Halen.
One of the singers. Yes.
And he did the song, I think,
Right.
Yeah. It was the theme song for this. And it was just people falling.
It was terrible.
It's 90s nostalgia, man.
It's 90s nostalgia. He was playing WrestleMania 2000 when he got here. You're leaving with some Crystal Pepsi.
The 90s are complete.
I don't even drink soda, but I'm gonna now. There you go. And only 70 grams of sugar in that, I believe.
69 grams of sugar.
That's
a lot of
holy
fucking sugar.
Shit.
69. Oh, yeah, yeah. Drew Sakagwa, thank you.
You're
welcome. Ryan, thank you for joining us, man. I appreciate
guys,
it, buddy.
This was fun.
It was a lot of fun. We'll have you back for sure if you don't mind joining us again one day. And thank you, everyone, for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. Make sure you break up the big banks. Be excellent to each other. Read more books than Free Mubina Abu Jamal. PFT Media forever.
PFT.
We out.
A PFT Media production.